Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. And as always, I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a Reiki master, a certified Reiki master, energy medicine practitioner, certified metaphysician, author, certified aromatherapist, life coach, and a radio host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the reason for my developing the show is I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships, and I wanted to discuss the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws. Tonight's show, as well as some other shows that we will have in the future and in the past, we will also have guests on the shows. Now, Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, which is your spiritual gifts and nature. And our guest is Dr. Mary Duffy, and she will join us at 7:30 p.m. For those of you who want to join us via the phone, if you're on the Internet currently, you would dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, Internet users, you can dial in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 if you want to discuss a topic with tonight's guest. For those who want to use the Internet, and if you're on the phone currently, you can just type in http://tobtr.com/s/5147557. Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually and to heal. Last week, we discussed messages from the other side, and we had 14 live listens and 14 callers. However, since last week, we have had over 460 downloads, which means 460 460 people have downloaded and are continuing to download last week's show. By next week, that number would double or triple. Most of our listening participants join us or listen to the show after the show has aired and has archived. And since it's an internet show, people can listen from all over the world at any time, day or night. And I am so thankful to each and everyone, as I always state each week. Since October 22nd, 2012, when we had our debut, we have had 34,853 listens, which includes the live calls. So that means that we've had 34,853 people listen to the show. And this is in only 9 months. So also remember, if you can't join us live, go to the website, and you will hear all of the shows, which are archived. Now, last week's topic was, as I stated before, messages from the other side. And Joanna, a gifted psychic medium and certified Akashic reader, was our guest. Joanna is a psychic medium, a Reiki master, teacher, certified Akashic reader, and certified light healer with over 15 years of experience. She offers psychic medium other side readings, spirit guide readings, future life readings, and your soul's purpose readings through joannaslight.com. Joanna is also the retreat facilitator at the Bodhisattva Retreat Center, which is a holistic sanctuary in Santa Clarita, California, designed to nurture one's mind, body, and spirit through meditations, Reiki healing, yoga, and metaphysical workshops. And Joanna is returning next week to do Akashic readings. We had an outstanding response to her readings last week, and so she is making a repeat visit next Monday, so stay tuned. This evening, again, we have the wonderful Dr. Mary Duffy, who is a psychic medium, a Reiki master, hypnotist, and ordained minister. And Mary is joining us at 7:30, as I stated before, and she is an exceptional reader. And she only asks that you call in. She's given many readings, M-I-N-I, brief readings. She only asks that you call in with your detailed questions so that she can be able to answer your questions as opposed to asking general questions. If you have specific concerns about your career or your relationships or people who may have transitioned, Mary will be more than happy to give you more insight about that information. And Mary is also an ordained minister in the order of Melchizedek. And I'm going to give you some information about Melchizedek. Melchizedek was one of those puzzling people in the Bible who appear only briefly, but was mentioned again as an example of holiness and right living. His name means King of Righteousness, and his title, King of Salem, also means King of Peace. The sobering fact about Melchizedek is that although he was not a Jew, he worshipped God Most High, the one true God. Melchizedek blessed Abraham, later to be named or renamed Abraham, after Abraham rescued his nephew Lot from enemy captivity and brought back other people and goods. Abraham honored Melchizedek by giving him one-tenth of the plunder of battle, or a tithe. Melchizedek's graciousness is contrasted with the rudeness of the king of Sodom. God revealed himself to Abraham, but we don't know how Melchizedek learned of the true God. Monotheism, or worship of one God, was rare in the ancient world, and most of the people worshipped several gods. Some even had dozens of local or household gods, which were represented by man-made idols. And the Bible does not shed any light on Melchizedek's religious rituals either, except to mention that he brought out bread and wine for Abraham. This act and Melchizedek's holiness have led some scholars to describe him as a type of Christ, one of those Bible people who show the same qualities as Jesus Christ. With no record of father or mother and no genealogical background in Scripture, this description is fitting. Other scholars go a step further, theorizing that Melchizedek may have been a theophany of Christ, or a manifestation of deity in temporary form. Understanding Jesus' statue as a high priest is a key point in the book of Hebrews. Just as Melchizedek was not born into the family of Levites and into that priesthood, but was appointed by God, so was Jesus named an eternal high priest. Okay, Melchizedek lived a holy and righteous life. He recognized Abraham as a follower of the true God and blessed him. And in an era of paganism, Melchizedek clung to the theory that God was the Most High and clung to the theory of monotheism. Okay, so Dr. Mary Duffy, who is our guest this evening, will shed more insight and light about Melchizedek because she is an ordained minister and in the order of Melchizedek. What I wanted to do this month, and I've been able to do so, and I'm very, very thankful that I've been able to do so, was just to give my listening audience who are listening live the opportunity to talk to gifted people who are in connection with spiritual forces, guides, teachers, angels, and those who are connected to the Akashic Records, to give you more insight about your life, because I think it's really important for us to hear from people who, and a lot of people in the listening audience have these gifts and talents as well, but for those of you who are having some concerns or questions about how your life is unfolding or not unfolding, I'm providing this opportunity during the month of July for you to talk to people who don't know you personally and to provide you with additional insight. Because sometimes when you're isolating yourselves and you're trying to figure everything out and you're praying and you're fasting, you're meditating, you are able to get some insight, but sometimes you're wondering if it's coming from a pure source, because sometimes we're wondering, you know, are these my thoughts or are these thoughts coming from a celestial being, a being of light? And when you hear from people who don't know you, like Dr. Duffy tonight, and they are able to name people or name circumstances and events that have transpired in your life, and they are exact and accurate and correct, then you know that what you're receiving is in divine alignment. So it's really good sometimes, I think, and like what Jesus the Christ said, you know, sometimes you can go to your elders and to the council to receive wisdom. So I believe, and people of all religious beliefs have someone whom they go to. In Christianity, they call them prophets or the elders, and other belief systems, they call them by different names. I don't think that you should depend upon people outside of yourself, because whatever they get, you can get it as well. But I think that sometimes if you want to have a barometer or check to ensure that you're receiving transmissions from the Most High, God, Allah, Jehovah, whatever name, Yeshiva, whatever name you would like to give that being outside of yourself, I think that is okay. And sometimes people start to say it's idolatry. But then I say, well, in Christianity, prophets give prophecies. So it's the same thing for me. just different names for the people. You can call them a psychic or you can call them a prophet. As long as they are coming from the light and they are giving you information that is helpful and supportive and coming from, as I said, from the being that I called God, then I don't have an issue with it. And you know when something is coming from a high place because it feels right within your spirit and you feel peace about it after you've heard the information, after you've received the information. So you don't have to have anyone tell you if it's coming from a high place because your inner God will let you know. And then it will let you know that what you may have received is in divine alignment. So tonight's guest is one of those remarkable people who for 35 years has been able to receive transmissions. And she's going to, as I said, give you answers if you call in. And I'm going to bring her on at 7:30, and she will give you more information about her background. But when you call in, please call in with specific questions so she can give you specific responses rather than generalized questions, which will give you very vague responses. And at this time, we've come out of the 2012 year. Everyone was looking very excitedly for the year 2012 to come because some people believed that it was the end of the world. And I was like, no, it's not the end of the world. But some believe that. And this planet has definitely changed and the energy has changed. Things are happening faster. People are leaving the planet faster in larger numbers. And you're just seeing things that you normally would not see. Or would not have seen in the past in terms of climatic changes on the planet, in terms of energies, in terms of what I talked about last week when I gave a tribute to Trayvon Martin. And you're seeing things happen because even though it was definitely a racist act with a person whose name I'm not going to mention because he doesn't deserve that kind of mention, it was a racist act, but then it goes beyond that. It was also an energetic act, because Trayvon's assassin exists within every person on this planet. Everyone has, because we all are connected. So there's a part of his energy within each one of us, and there's a part of Trayvon's energy within each one of us. We have both. There's a polarity. So we have to decide which one do we want to feed. Do we want to feed the energy of his assassin, or do we want to feed the energy of Trayvon? So if you're thinking about, you know, he should be assassinated or killed or whatever, then that's the same energy that he expressed and had and directed towards Trayvon Martin. So holding that energy does not make it, holding the energy or wanting him killed or whatever, it's not going to correct what he did. To correct that kind of action, each of us has to go within ourselves and say, to stop those things from happening, the racist acts from happening, people being raped, people being killed, people being discriminated against, each person on this planet has to look within him or herself and say, the energy of Trayvon's assassin is not going to be fed within me, because it does exist within you. If you, each of us has the tendency to hate, to mistreat, to do any of the things that most people frown upon, that energy exists within every one of us. But most people make a decision not to feed it. So to keep those acts from happening again, killing people is not going to solve the issue. Because then what you do is you're just really feeding the energy, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And that discordant energy loves to be fed. It loves to be fed. So if men are beating their wives or they're beating their children or whatever, that's part of Trayvon's assassin within them. Any abuse is part of his energy. And each of us has that energy. So, and each of us has the energy of Trayvon and the energy of Mother Teresa and the energy of Winnie Mandela and the energy of Nelson Mandela and the energy of Princess Di, that uplifting, positive, high vibrational energy, each one of us has that. But we have to make a conscious decision as to what we want to feed, because that's the polarity. You would not have the so-called high vibrational energy without having the lower vibrational energies. That provides the balance. You're going to have both. And we just have to make a decision as to which one do we want to support or feed in our lives. And you know what would happen? Like I said last week, the more you feed the high vibrational energies, those energies of Trayvon's assassin that exist within you will end up dissipating and disappearing. They have to. They have to. So look at his assassin as an energy, as a lower vibrational energy, because that's what it is. Each of us are nothing but energetic impulses. We're all energy. That's what we are. And not just only him. I mean, when you see things happening within all communities, when you see white-on-white crime, black-on-black crime, that's nothing but the energy of low vibrations. When you see robberies, burglaries, discrimination, hatred, that's nothing but low vibrational energy. And we have to look at race, because people use that as a way to keep us stuck and in the box. And then look beyond it, because it's not restricted to race. People of the same race do, or races is a sociological inappropriate term anyway, because there's only one race. But for the sake of this conversation, people in different races or ethnic groups do this to each other. If you had everyone of the same ethnic group together, you would still see hatred and other lower vibrational energies. So people who are white supremacists, who say that they want to get rid of all black people, people who are of color, people who are of other races, black or whatever, who want to get rid of all Caucasians or whatever, it's the same kind of energy. So if you had all of the people in your group and no other group, we've seen it. Then you turn on each other, because it's not about the race. It's not about the religious differences. It's a low discordant energy that is based in the ego, that controls the mind and tells the mind that if people don't think like you, act like you, look like you, smell like you, talk like you, then they are the enemy. And people who are vibrating on a lower frequency become paranoid, and they feed that energy. And what they do is they then act on it. It starts with a discordant thought and a aberrant thought, and then it becomes magnified, because what happens, if you keep thinking a thought over and over and over again, it coalesces and it attracts to it other thoughts from other vibrations, from other people. So all of a sudden, that one thought of yours, you then are not even thinking your own thoughts, because other discordant energies are flying around in the universe with other people who are thinking thoughts like yours, and they are then being magnetized to you. So after a while, you're feeling overwhelmed because you're not thinking your own thoughts anymore. It started out with a small error thought, and then that error thought, if you think of a thought, either high vibrational or low vibrational, for more than 17 seconds, it becomes solidified, and then it becomes a manifestation, unless you know how to transmute it. So the whole thing is you don't have to become paranoid about your thoughts. Just say when you feel a thought that doesn't feel good, and you would know if it doesn't feel good because you would feel it in your body. If it's not something that makes you feel good, then just say, I cancel it, I delete it, I transmute it. And you're speaking the words, and it has to leave. But the longer we hold on to the thought, then it becomes matter, and then it becomes an action, and then it becomes an outer expression in your world. So when we have to decide, do we want the energy of Trayvon's assassin, because he was a symbolic. What he was he symbolized all the hates, all the fears, all the anger that a lot of people have had, black and white, towards each other, towards other people who don't look like them. He was symbolic. That's all he was. So do we want to feed that energy on this planet, or do we want to take our power back, the power that with which we were born, the power of the sages, of the masters, on the continent of Africa, on the continent of Asia, on the continent of Europe, on the continent of Latin America, South America? Do we want to take our power back? Because you are a creator, and you can create whatever you want. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of focus, and it calls for taking back your power and being responsible for your life, and then you're no longer projecting onto others what isn't going well in your world. And it's a different way of looking at the world, because we have not been taught to do it that way. We've been taught to project onto the economy, onto people who don't look like us, onto people who do look like us. You know, my life isn't going well because of my husband. My life isn't going well because of my wife. My life isn't going well because of the economy. My life isn't going well because of black people. My life isn't going well because of Latinos. My life isn't going well because of white people. My life isn't going well because of the economy. Everything is a projection. And we have to stop and take responsibility. 2012 stated that there would be a shift. The shift is here. And we have to just move in that energy and stand up. And for this moment, every religious text that most people in the listening audience read or believe in, it tells you exactly what I'm saying. We go to the temple, we go to the mosque, we go to the church, we go to the meeting house, wherever we worship, and we feel good, and then we leave and we go right back to that mechanical Illuminati kind of thinking. And no one can control you unless you give up your control. So I'm not even blaming the Illuminati, which does exist. I'm not blaming anyone. I don't blame anyone. It's about taking personal responsibility for our thoughts. The Most High Deity that I call God, Allah, Jehovah, Yeshiva, gave you, each and every one of us, that power to be able to take back our lives and to take control. So we won't have the energy running us who was the assassin of Trayvon, because he was just symbolic. This act happened to show us that we need to take our power back. And we need to stop hating. And we need to start living divine love, not human love, not religious love. Because divine love supersedes. Divine love has you see the good in people, regardless of what they look like, how they smell, how they are. You go beyond that. Divine love supersedes all of that. And you look at the heart and the core of the person. And you see that person as an extension of you. And there's no way, as I stated last week, that you can oppress or hurt anyone. Because you know if you do something to that person, you're doing it to you. There's no way. We're so disconnected now on this planet that we don't see that. But there's a group of people now that is praying, and they're praying and holding the light for this planet and holding the light of divine love and peace. And I know. I see it in my own life. I see it around me. And all we have to do is just continue to hold on to that belief, that knowledge, that knowing. Because once you know that you know that you know, then the people like the assassin of Trayvon have no control over you. The government has no control over you. The Illuminati has no control over you. And you know what? You'll be vibrating at such a high frequency, you won't even be in the realm of all of that energy of hate, of discord, because you'll be vibrating at a frequency. Even if you're next to a person who holds onto those lower vibrational thoughts, he or she won't even see you because you're not in their realm of thinking or in their realm of visibility. They will walk around you because you're invisible to them, metaphorically and literally. You're invisible to them. That's what energy does. You're vibrating out of their orbit. So with people like Dr. Duffy, and other people that I had on the show for this month and in the past, and for Joanna, who will join us next week, the goal is to have us take personal responsibility for our lives, to know who we are, and to tap into those who will be of assistance to help us remain in alignment. Because sometimes it's very challenging when you may be the only one in your circle, in your family, in your community, who's upholding the light. And sometimes it can be a little tiring, and you can get weary. And that's why we have people like Dr. Duffy to give you support, to show you, to affirm you, and to confirm that you're on the right track when everything around you tends to say that you're not. And so what I want to do this evening is bring on Dr. Duffy after this commercial break. And if you would like to talk with her after the introduction, and you're on the board, because several people are on the board already, just press 1. For those of you who are listening via your computers, my name is Professor Jamila Frankman, and just dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, you may dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And stay tuned, and we will be back after this brief commercial break.
This is Professor Jamila Frankman, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings and welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Frankman. If you've just joined us, the show is Higher Consciousness. This evening we have the wonderful opportunity of having Dr. Mary Duffy as our guest. Our topic this evening is your spiritual gifts in nature. A lot of you have spiritual gifts, and you may have been told by your family that that was wrong or sinful or whatever. You know, you may have heard negative and pejorative terms put on your gifts and your talents. And Dr. Duffy is here to affirm you and confirm that there is nothing wrong with you, that you, in fact, are walking in the light, and that you have been very, very fortunate and very blessed to be able to do so. And she's also going to share with you information about herself, and she's going to take some readings, brief readings. So feel free to give us a call at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number tonight is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Mary Duffy prides herself on focusing each reading to the personal needs of each client. She will answer your questions about what matters to you most with humor, compassion, but directly and in detail. With over 35 years of professional experience, Mary asks that you take time to prepare your questions so that she can give you the most effective and detailed information on the areas that concern you. Be prepared for direct and honest answers that come from the heart and her guides. She has helped thousands of clients deal with questions of love, career, health, money, or whatever they needed to know. Mary has been developing her talent since childhood and has studied metaphysics for over 35 years. She usually reads with the tarot cards, but is also happy to give a clairvoyant reading or psychic medium reading. Do you have questions or desire to contact with someone who has crossed over? Mary can help you connect with deceased loved ones and help you find peace of mind. In addition to her readings, Mary teaches classes on the laws of attraction, finding your soulmate, personal growth, and spiritual development as part of her professional practice. An ordained minister in the Order of Melchizedek, Reverend Mary Duffy is a gifted healer, teacher, and a reader for other psychics. Mary is a Reiki master, seven rays master, and has a double doctorate in hypnosis and alternative healing. She has clients from around the world and is now available to read for you. You can also ask her about her energy facelift. And you can contact Mary at Dr., like Dr., Dr., Mary, M-A-R-Y, Duffy, D-U-F-F-Y, at gmail.com. Again, her email address is Dr., no spaces and no period, Dr., M-A-R-Y, D-U-F-F-Y, at gmail.com. And her phone number is 404-387-1800. Again, Mary's number is 404-387-1800. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to bring on Dr. Duffy. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
I am doing extremely well. I'm doing extremely
good. Thank you for having me on the show. It's such a pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Well, we are very, very happy to have you as well. And I know you personally because of being one of the psychics at the Psychic Fair where I sell aromatherapy. And I've heard very, very, very good things about you and your work. So let's talk about your background in terms of being an ordained minister in the Order of Melchizedek. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That is correct. It's Melchizedek.
Melchizedek, okay.
Yeah. I became an ordained minister in the Order of Melchizedek back in 2000. The Melchizedek Order is a service order itself where we actually do healing and spiritual work to help to bring messages and good hope to those around the world. We, at the moment, there is over 10,000 priests in the order, and we teach. It's all about unconditional love, and that's where we come from within the Order of Melchizedek. It's all about unconditional love. If you really would like more information about that and about the order that I'm part of, you can go to sanctuaryofthebeloved.com. And the head of that organization is Reverend Dan Chesbro. And he is just so fabulous. And it is about bringing awareness. It's about bringing joy. And it's about helping to teach people how to be more of who they truly be.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
So how did you, I know you have over 35 years of experience. So
right.
How did you know about your talents, your gifts, and your spiritual nature? Did you know as a child or?
Yeah.
When did you come into your knowingness?
I think probably what I remember, probably around 4 or 5, maybe 6, that I begin to see and know things. And it just have like deja vu moments and moments of, oh, I've done that, or, wow, where did that come from? Or I would see things. And back in those days, you kind of kept it to yourself. So as I grew older, you know, I had my imaginary friends and stuff like that whenever I was young. But as I grew older, I ran away from it, didn't want anything to do with it because if you did, you were considered crazy. They'd put you on medication or in a hospital, and that would be the end of that. And, I mean, I saw things, heard things. And as I grew older, probably in my late teens is when I really began to seek out the information. I guess the first book I ever read that changed my world to knowing that there was something different was Dr. Wayne Dyer's Your Aronisones. And that was a very long, and from there I've been studying metaphysics ever since. It just propelled me into a different way of experiencing life, because growing up in a Southern Baptist church, as I did, you didn't do those things. You didn't see spirits. You didn't see ghosts. You didn't hear things. And if you did, then you were wrong, and you were going to go to hell for it for the rest of your life. And that was, you just didn't do it. And So, but if you stop and think about, a lot of what we do as metaphysicians today, with the Reiki and with the seven rays and with all the energy healing processes that we do and the body process that we do on the planet today, that's what Jesus did. I mean, in the end, that is what he gave to the world. He brought higher consciousness to the world. Mm-hmm. We're 2,000 years later, I feel like we're finally catching up to some of what he did, not even a part of it, but becoming so much more aware of all that we are capable of doing and all the abilities that we have as a group of people on this planet. We're raising the consciousness of the planet. And if we don't raise the consciousness of the planet, the planet might not be here much longer because of, with all the, as you said, the lower harmonics and with all that energy that just constantly destroying themselves, we have mm-hmm. to change it to the higher consciousness, as you say with your show, so that we can be more of what we truly be.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's profound. If any of the listening audience would like to talk with Mary or ask her a specific question, please dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. The number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Mary, how did you know that you had the gift to give people spiritual insights as a reader?
Well, I just started getting, as best way I can say it, is visions or, and I didn't know what to do with it. And I was fortunate enough whenever I was 18 years old that I had a mentor that came into my life that told me, she says, you can do readings. I said, well, what is a reading? I didn't even know. And she told me, and I said, okay. So I gave my first reading whenever I had just turned 18. And this, within days of me giving the person the reading, the stuff started to come true and scared me. I mean, it totally frightened me. And
so
because
for people who are listening who may want to know if they have gifts and whatever, how did it present itself? Was it through voices?
I got a bit of both. It was a sense, for me, it was more like a sense of knowing. It took me a long time to kind of identify that it was the energy of knowing or the language of knowing, as I lovingly call it. It was just a knowing. Sometimes I hear things. Sometimes I see things. And sometimes I just step into the knowing of it or the awareness of it. And one of the things is that we all have the ability to do this. We all have the ability to receive information telepathically, through visions, through whatever. We all have it. But the way I like to tell people is we can all do this. However, it's like any other muscle, we have to develop it. And that's what I chose to do. I chose to start developing mine. I took classes, I read books, I did all of that to get my self-doubt and my fears of it out of the way. It's sort of like the best way I like to lovingly say is that most of us on this planet can walk, and a lot of us can run, but none of us can be a Michael Jordan that we fly through the air. And most of a lot of the psychics that have developed their awareness and their knowing is now more like the Michael Jordans of the world, where we fly through the air. It's that energy where we become more. The more you use it, the more you become it. And it's like the person that's the music entertainer, if they don't use their voice, they lose their voice. They don't, well, not lose it, but they don't develop the vocal cords and they don't develop the muscles. Well, it's the same thing with psychics, our intuition, or whatever. As you start to develop it, the more you use it, the more aware you become. The more aware you become, the more you can understand. And yes, there is a time whenever this total self-doubt. There's this total energy, and you look at this, am I saying, am I interpreting this right? Am I? Once you begin to get that validation and you begin to get that energy, you're like, wow, yes, I can do this. And that's where us old-timers that have been out here a long time, that's why the people at the fair that you've met, where we can come and we teach the new people that come along that want more information, that desire that, so that we can help them move forward in their paths. I mean, the young people today are so wonderfully gifted in their gifts of knowing that it's amazing. I had the wonderful opportunity this past weekend to take a class. And in this class, there were some children, and the questions that they were asking blew the adults out the water because they got it instantly. So the children that we have today are more intuitive and more psychically aware, and those of us that are not discouraging them and we are encouraging them, we're going to see them blossom in ways that we've never seen before on this planet.
That's true.
That's going to be amazing. 20 years from now, it's going to be awesome to watch the children that we have and our grandchildren whenever they start to be able to do things and be aware of stuff and know things that we're going to have the X-Men. We're going to have the energy of that around us where it's going to be. And there were the old people, a lot of the older people, like you said earlier, they're exiting the planet because they can't handle the energy that is happening at the moment, the awareness of it all.
I think that's an excellent point, and I think that I am just so thankful because I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient and clairaudient. I've known this throughout my entire life, and I was just so blessed and fortunate that my mom never said that there was something wrong with me in terms of that. She and I had other issues, but when it came to that, and I didn't really know that I was different. I would just talk. I would see things, you know, but I didn't sound crazy. So she and I had other issues, but like that, she never ever said, "Don't say that," or "Don't you don't see," or you know, because I guess I talked like a little wise old person when I was young. So when people tell me that they're when they were young, their parents or their relatives or whomever, whoever was in their lives would tell them, you can't say that, and make them or would beat them or make them feel strange. I said, wow, I was really fortunate that I came through my mom because she didn't do that. You know, like I said, we have some other issues, but that was not one of them. And I'm seeing the young children now who – you cannot tell them that they don't see what they see. I mean, they come here very focused. They know what their purpose is. They know how to express themselves. You can't intimidate them. And they're very much on point. And so I think it's really important. And they come through some parents sometimes that are not secure about who they are as parents. So they come through to really kind of guide them and help them on their journey. But you're right. These young children nowadays, you hear them talk, you're like, how old are you? they sound like they are the elders. You're like, how old are you? You know, and people, a lot of people are saying, wow, because some of the ancestors are coming back through the children too. Like on Teresa's show, the Long Island Medium, she told one of the people who had desired a reading from her that the woman's daughter, the grandmother's daughter, was coming through one of her daughter's daughter, and they said, "Wow, she sounds just like her." And they said, "We knew it was something different about her because the grandmother's daughter died when she was young, so the soul came back through the granddaughter." So now we're seeing people being more in touch with it. I know, especially in Ghana. They talk about it a lot, and they honor that because they say that when a spirit leaves the body, it's coming back through the infants that are coming to the planet. But so if anyone would like to join me, or I see I have quite a few people on the board. If you would like to join, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Mary, what do you do when people come to you with questions and when they ask for a reading and you see some things that may be disturbing? Do you convey that to them, or do you just not tell your clients everything that you see or hear?
It depends on the client. It really truly depends on the client. If I'm familiar with the client and I know that they can handle it, I will tell them. If it's not, I will ask them. Let's just say, for instance, I see someone that's passing and making their transition, and I will ask them if their mom's sick or their grandmother's sick or their dad or somebody. And so if you've got any unfinished business with that person, you might want to go clear it up. I'm saying it in a very easy way, in a way that they can receive it. Now, as some of my clients will tell you, that they may be on the call now, I don't know, but some of them may tell you that sometimes I don't pull any punches and I say it straight up and I get real ugly sometimes. But it's somebody that I've known, that I've worked with, that I'm trying to get a point across to make them wake up, to bring them more awareness about something that they're constantly repeating in their life. And sometimes it's up close, and it varies. It varies. I have the compassion with some that is just over the top, and you can feel it, blah. And then some, it's after about the 10th time I've told you something, and you're not kind of listening, and you keep asking, I'm like, okay, now are you ready for the wake-up call? And it's like, and that sort of thing. But and then they'll come back to me. I'll never forget this one lady that I read for. She came back to me 2.5 years later, and she says, Mary, you said some of the harshest words I could have ever heard in my reading, because it was the same subject over and over and over. She says, but thank you, because you woke me up. My life has changed. I am in the best place I've ever been in my life. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And so I've done that with people before. And then I've turned people away. I've said, I'm not going to read for you. I'm not going to work with you. Because I do more than just a reading. Within the energy work and the hypnotherapy, which I don't do very much hypnosis anymore. I do a lot of, I'm doing some other processing work, where you go in and you delete stuff and you get rid of it and you move forward and you live more in the question of where you are. And you be more in the question of where you are. Sort of like, you know, what can I do with this? How do I change this? And you start looking at where you be and where you want to go. And because so many times we're living in the future and we're defining our future from our past. And because we're defining our future from our past, if you get rid of that energy, if you just, you know, destroy it, and get rid of all that energy, then you can create something you've never known before. You can expand into something that is new and more wonderful and more desirable for you than you would have possibly thought possible previously.
So can you give an example? Because I know what you're talking about, so other people can, because they're like, okay, what does that mean? You know, for some people who may not be clear about what.
Okay, let's just say, for instance, that you always say, I'm never going to have the rent on the first of the month. I never have the rent. I'm never going to have the rent. Well, you've solidified that in place. What if this month, instead of saying, I'm never going to have the rent on the first, I want to uncreate that thought pattern, uncreate that energy around it. I'm going to get rid of all of that, and I'm going to ask the universe, where's the money for my rent on the first, or where's more money for me? Where can I find more money? What space can I open up to create more money in my life? One of the misconceptions out there is that we need to which I've learned this in the last couple of years, is that we want to manifest stuff. Well, we really don't want to manifest anything, because manifestation, if you look it up in the dictionary, is how something is done. If you come home from, the truck driver comes in and gives you a manifest of what he's just completed. The ship's manifest tells you everything that's just been completed. So really what you want to do is you want to create and actualize stuff into your life. I mean, you know, I hear the old saying of, let's go make some money. Well, I'll turn around to people now and say, where's the printing press? And they look at me. I said, well, you have to have a printing press to make money.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, now let's create and generate the space for some money to arrive into it. And they look at me, okay, that's what I want to do. Because then they get the concept that we can't go out. We don't have a printing press. The only people that's got printing presses is the federal government, and they print all they want all the time, as we know. But it's us opening up to the space of receiving. Our biggest issue that we have at the moment is the inability to receive.
Once we
choose something and we open up to the possibility of receiving, then that's when things begin to shift. It's like, well, what can I do with this? How can I shift this? How can I make this work for me? And in my head, I've been doing that for years. I'd be looking like, well, what can I do with this? What can I do with this? How can I create that? And I did that before I even got into some of the work that I do now. I did that way back then. But I would do it in my head. It would be like I'd be doing a reading, and I'd be like, the person would ask me something, and I would ask my guides, okay, what is this? What can we do with this? And then the answer would come, and I could give them the awareness around it to shift it. And then I would give them the idea of it so that they could shift it, if that is what they were choosing to do. At the end of the day, it has to be my client's choice to make a different choice for themselves in order to move forward with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I can give them, I can bring them all the information in the world that they want, but if they don't choose to accept it, receive it, or listen to it, then there's nothing I can do. I can only be the messenger. And man, the messenger gets shot more than you can imagine.
Oh, no, I know. I know. Are there any... Okay. I'm going to ask a rhetorical question.
Sure.
Are there any instances in which people do create the space, or, you know, they're in alignment with their desires and it just doesn't happen in your experience?
Oh, yes. Yes, and that's because they are choosing not to let the barriers down so they can receive it. You've got to let your barriers down. You've put up a guard. You've put up something there to protect you from receiving it. And you might have done that. And here's how that happens. Let's just say you're in a relationship, and all of a sudden this guy does, or a woman does something to you don't like. And you turn around and you stomp your foot and you said, I will never, ever have another man treat me like that ever again, or a woman.
Mm-hmm,
and you shut yourself down from that energy. Well, as you stated earlier in the broadcast, all of us carried that energy within inside of us. So then you shut yourself down from receiving from anyone that has that energy with them. So you can't receive that anymore. So, yes, if there is a little bit of, let's just say, hate in all of us, and you say, I'm never going to be with anybody that hates, then you may be alone for the rest of your life. Because you just drew that point in the sand where you could not cross over, until you find someone that can help you move through it, break the barrier down, and uncreate it and destroy it for you, or help you do it. I couldn't do it for you. You have to be willing to do it yourself so that you can then receive in a different way. And be thankful for the lesson that you received from it not appearing or not being. I mean, some of my greatest and best things that have happened in my life have been unanswered prayers, because I got something greater than I asked for. It was greater than I could have ever imagined, because I didn't put any parameters on it. all I did in that moment of asking was say, could I have one of those, please? And boom, it showed up. I mean, sometimes it's days later, sometimes it's years later. One of my all-time, this is an interesting thing that happened to me, and I was just going through this week. When the Lincoln Mark 8 came out many, many, many years ago, I looked at that car and I fell in love with it. I was in lust with this Mark 8. I was just like, oh my God, I want one of those.
Mary, hold that thought. There's a caller that wants to connect, but I want the caller to know that I know that the caller wants to connect, but I want you to finish the story, and I'm going to plug in the caller. Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. What happened was, as I fell in love with the make of the car, the model of the car, and all that, I said, "Man, one day I'm going to own me one of those cars." Well, I did. About four or five years ago, a 1994 Mark 8 fell into my lap, and I was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But the timing's not always there. But I asked the universe for it, and it delivered it all these years later.
That happened with me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With my car.
Mm-hmm. So if you do that sometimes, we don't realize the timing may be off. I did that with an apartment that I wanted to live in. I said, one day I'd like to live in this apartment. And I realized about 10 years later, I was living in the apartment. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. So those things happen for us. It's about the asking. We go right back to what it says in the Bible. Ask and you shall receive.
Mhm. Okay, let me just plug in the caller.
Mhm.
Hi, welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Hi,
hello.
This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. You're on the air with Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. How can I help you, Sherry?
I'm open.
You're open?
Open to receive all of my good.
All of your good. Well, then you go right ahead and you can receive all of your good. What is it that you need some assistance with this evening?
You were just talking about blockages, and I do a lot of visualization, and I do a lot of affirmations, and I do a lot of seeing for myself, and I get this. Like today, I just had this total feeling of bliss.
Okay.
And when I have that feeling, I know that something wonderful is about to come in.
That's awesome. Well, one of the things that I would suggest you do with the affirmations and some of that and holding your vision, because sometimes what happens with visions that I've seen with myself and other people is that within that vision, it becomes a part of what is known as a fantasy world, and we never complete it. We live there rather than having it live here. What if you ask questions around this bliss? What is this bliss? How can I create more of this bliss in my life? What's about to happen for me? So that if you work in that, you become more aware, and you say, hey guys, could I have more of this bliss in my life every day? Could I wake up with this bliss every day? And begin to work it from that energy of having it in your world all the time rather than it being a one-off. Does that feel light for you?
Does it feel light? Yes.
Uh-huh, to do that? Okay, one of the tools that I use, and this comes from, I got this from some work that I do with Access Consciousness, and what we do what you do is if something feels light, it's the truth. If it feels heavy, it's a lie. And you can go around all day long. Is this light? Oh, yeah, good. I'm going to follow that energy. If it's heavy, then that may belong to someone else. You return it back to whomever it belongs to, and you keep on going with your through your day. But it's about feeling better. Yes, you do have some good stuff coming down the road for you. You've got some. Are you looking for another job?
Well, actually, I'm a consultant. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got more work coming to you, and this time it's going to be work you're going to enjoy doing.
Great.
Yeah, and it feels like that's going to come to you about mid-August, somewhere along in there. And there's about two, maybe three people involved in that for you?
Oh, great, yes.
And do you also teach?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then you've got some events coming up around you to teach as well, and that's going to happen. Feels like that's going to happen in the fall of the year, around most likely going to start around. You're going to start putting that together if you haven't already. You'll start doing that around September.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah, that's what you have going on at the moment, which feels really good for you. You're in a good space. You are in your bliss. I would just ask the universe to every day, could I have more of that bliss, please, today? And could I have more bliss today? You know, what would it take for me to have more of that bliss today and ask for that on a regular basis until you get to the point where every day you're walking around in bliss, until every day you're walking around in that energy and it becomes a part of who you be.
Wonderful. Very wonderful.
And you don't have to ask about that anymore. Do you have a detailed question you would like to ask? Something specific?
Yes. I have an opportunity, a consulting opportunity, that I just released, and then it came back to me. And I just want to know how it all will turn out. I do events, and it's for a big event, a gala.
And when is this event possibly going to take place?
In December.
Right. Okay. Got you. Because I got November, December. Yes. It feels like there's two of them out there similar to this.
Oh, wonderful!
You've got one that you haven't run across yet. It's going to kind of come out of the sky, fall on your lap type deal. And the one in December is going to be good. But the other thing you need to know is that, about that, which you can go in and kind of uncreate some of that energy around it once you know about it. Ask questions around what you can do to shift the energy around it, because part of what's going on with that is, in that energy, is that with the one in December, there's some hesitation around it. Have you not done an event this big before?
No, I have. I've done bigger ones, yeah.
Yeah, you've done bigger ones. Okay. There's something about this one that there's a hesitation about it, and you may want to get it's a bit more than what we can do on this call, but there's energy there that's kind of sticking it, and it feels like that sticky energy is going to disappear around December.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to disappear around December.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And that's very nice to know, too, that there's going to be more, and one I haven't even run across, it's just going to fall out the sky. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a friend of a friend could just throw it into your lap, or an old client's going to refer you or something like that. It's just like it's going to come out of nowhere, Sherry.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And thank you, Mary. I very much appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You have a good evening.
You do the same.
Okay. For the rest of the people in the listening audience, if you want to join us, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we will return after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you stressed, tired? Need to relax? Peace Be Still, a natural holistic aromatherapy blend, is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Welcome back. This is Professor Jamila Franklin, and the show is Higher Consciousness. This evening, I have the wonderful opportunity to have as my guest this evening, Dr. Mary Duffy, who is an ordained minister, a psychic medium, hypnotist,
And she also is able to do tarot card readings. So if you have a question this evening about deceased loved ones, your future, your career, any area in your life, Dr. Mary Duffy will be more than happy to answer your questions. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So Mary, as we were talking, we have another call. Hold on.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Well, good evening, love and light to the Creator, to Jamila. Once again, Jamila, thank you for that beautiful message. Before
You're
Mary
very
came
welcome.
On.
You're very welcome.
And Mary, thank you so much for all the beautiful information that you've shared with us this evening regarding your background. You know, and as you were speaking, I was feeling that I see with a lot of children surrounding you for some reason, just lots and lots of children.
No children. I have one son, and I have two grandchildren. That's it.
But you love something about children. I don't know. It just came up as you were speaking earlier today, so I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the information.
Absolutely. You're most welcome. Mary, I have a question. Several years ago, I was guided to get an investment, and I wanted to see what your guides were sharing with you in regards to this unfolding for me.
Okay, and what is your first name, please?
Sanibel.
Pardon me?
Sanibel.
Oh, Sanibel. Okay. All right, Sanibel. Okay, it feels like there's been a lot of delays around this investment for you. It should have come into being for you probably about 6 or 7 months ago, and there was more delays around it. And it feels like, when will this come into being for her? Feels like it could come into being between now and the end of the year, and it feels like it most likely will happen in September. But it's any time from now until the end of the year, with September being the major focal point of it at this point in time in this time frame that we're looking at. Does that run true with what your investment feels like it could do for you?
Well, I must say to you, you're absolutely correct in the delays. There have been delays that are probably from an ethereal and also from a third-dimensional realm as well. So I feel that's about right. I was, of course, sooner than better, but I'm open, and I know that it's going to manifest. And thank you so much for confirming that for me, Mary. I do appreciate you.
You're very welcome, but it just feels like that there's something about to happen from the other world, not on the third dimensional world, that is going to pop this open, and it's going to happen. It's like there's been so many requests for this to happen, is what I'm getting, and it's just like it's like it's so full that it's about to pop. It's like a balloon that's about to pop. So that's why it feels like it could happen, but it feels more like September is the time frame.
Great. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I do appreciate you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I have lots of people on the board. So if anyone else would like to ask Mary a question, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Mary, and for those callers who have called, if you want to call back and ask another question, the two previous callers, you have to hang up and then call back because I wouldn't know that you want to ask another question, okay? So you can call back, and then I can patch you through again. Okay, I have someone else who would like to ask you a question. Greetings, good evening. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Hi, Jamila, it's Joanna.
Hi, Joanna, how are you?
I'm good.
I got your message. I got your message as I was on the line. Yeah, I got your message.
Good.
Yeah.
Mary,
doing well.
Mary is wonderful. I love Mary's energy, and her information is just beautiful. So thank you for being here, Mary. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. How can I assist you, Joanna?
I would love your impressions on romantic relationships in my life.
Do you have any?
there are situations going on. I will put it that way. Yes, there are. I would love to see. I'd love to hear any impressions that you have about romantic relationships that are ending and new ones that are beginning. Are you picking up anything there?
Well, it feels like that the ones that are ending, what has happened here is that your vibrational fields have divided so far that you can't be on similar pages. It's like there's this great divide, and it's not that one's good or bad. It's just that you're in different vibrational fields, and part of what's happening with the ones that are leaving is they can't vibrate in your, they can't walk into your field anymore without feeling totally uncomfortable.
You got it. Yeah.
And you would have to lower your vibrational field way too far for them to be able to function in it.
You got it.
And for you to even for you to feel comfortable. So it's very uncomfortable. So they're leaving, they're going into the outer realms of your awareness. You will know that they're there, but it's like they're just kind of, they're not going anywhere, they're not dissipating, they're not leaving or any of that. They're just going into that, what I call the outer realm. They'll be in your awareness, but you can tap into them from time to time to know how they're doing, but that's all you're going to do. The newer ones that are coming in, you've got, looks like two, and one of the, but there's three that, you got two, do you have two new active ones?
You are right.
Okay, but these are frogs. Your prince is coming.
Princess? Frogs or princes?
These two are frogs, and your prince is coming.
Okay. I hear you. Got it. Okay.
Your prince should be here around November.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Great.
Yeah, but these two are frogs. That's the way I describe people that are just there as signposts to where you're going. They're there for you to play with, have fun with, and enjoy your time with. But they're not what everybody likes to fondly call the one. He's not the one that you've got coming in November. It'll either be November or either January. It's going to be the one that you're going to have a longer term relationship with, because what will happen with him is he will grow with you.
Mm. Awesome.
He will
You're
grow vibrationally
good.
With you, and you haven't had that before. So start asking for that. Start asking Cupid, you know, man, where's the one that I'd like to have that can grow vibrationally with me? Where's that person that can out-succeed me? Where's the one that I have to keep up with him? Or whatever that would be working for you, and ask for that. Because you've already experienced all these others, and you're like, that doesn't work, that doesn't work, that doesn't work, that doesn't work. So start asking for what will work. But remember, now this is important, and this is what a lot of people don't do whenever they start asking for Cupid or anybody else for what they're desiring in a relationship. They only ask for the good. They never say, I don't want this. So most of the time what happens is both show up.
Okay.
Because, you know, you say, I want someone that's smart and intelligent, and they show up very smart, very intelligent in one particular area, and dumb as nails in another particular area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the illustration I can give you. And it's kind of like, do what? You can't tell me. And it's that energy. So what you say is, I'd like to have someone that's smart in all arenas and not stupid in all these other areas. Or if he is stupid, he's got the ability to open up and be smarter. Now, let's go back to stupid, what stupidity actually means. It means dullness of awareness, and we want them to be able to raise their vibration. If we do, we want to bring that energy up. So it's that energy for you is where you're at the moment. Is you need to find someone that can that ask for someone that will grow with you, Joanna, not someone that will stay stagnant. You don't want somebody that is solidified in that energy, because if you do, then you're going to suppress them again. You want someone that can expand with you as you expand.
Awesome. You're so fantastic.
What about this, Mary? Can you, when you're asking God, the universe, for your perfect mate, can you just say, Spirit, you know, I want the best that you can provide for me?
Well, what I usually say is something greater than I can possibly imagine.
Oh, I like that.
Because their best might be better than, I mean, even their best might not be good enough. I want something I can't even imagine, you know, because we've already solidified all the things we want. We want something that they can, that we can create that's even better than that, because ultimately we're doing the creating.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, we create everything in our own universe.
So you say, I want someone better than I can ever imagine?
Absolutely.
But if you can't imagine them, how can, is that like an oxymoron? You can't
imagine? No, if you, but because it's a, if you can't imagine it, what if they brought you, could, okay, give you an example. Most people live in boxes. So they couldn't imagine themselves even possibly living. So they grew up in a duplex and over here. They could never imagine themselves living in a mansion in Beverly Hills.
Right, right, right.
So you got to go out of that more than what you could imagine energy so that you can expand it, because they can only imagine themselves going from a duplex to a house or a duplex to this. They couldn't imagine themselves going from a duplex to a mansion. And that's why come people with who win the lottery. Part of the reason why they went, they lose all their money so quickly is because they stay, their mind consciousness is, I got to spend, because I live paycheck to paycheck. It's not about, oh, what can I do with this money to put it in this investment, or do I do this with it? It's not about work, making them, having the money work for you. They totally spin out. And they say if you win millions of dollars, normally you're broke in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, they haven't shown a lot of, about the lotto with people who have lost all their money. Yeah, because it's a consciousness. Go ahead.
Because what they haven't done is they haven't expanded their consciousness to the energy levels of being able to receive that much money and know what to do with it.
But they've expanded enough to be able to have it, but not to maintain it.
Right,
and to
and
grow
that's
it.
The key. That's the key. To creating anything on the planet, we have to create. I mean, we need to generate it, create it, and sustain it. Yeah, or maintain it. We got to feed it. We got to love it. We got to take care of it, just like we do Mother Earth. When you grow in a garden, first thing you got to do is put the seeds in there. You got to nurture it and let it grow. It's the same principle. But with anything that we create, whether it be a car, whether it be a house or whatever, you know, it's you know, the best deal to get is to go buy a haunted house and then have somebody come in and clean them out, because everybody knows it's haunted. You can buy it for a song, and then when you then you find somebody like me that can go in there and clean it out
and get it for peanuts.
There you go. And that's wise investments.
Let's take it on it.
You know, why not?
That's novel. That's really novel. And you gotta hope that they can leave. That they at least say, "Hey, this is my house." And I'm like, "No, we gotta say it."
Well, then
that's
when you find some spiritual person or some psychic or somebody that can go in and clear it out without any problem. You know?
And they have a lot of those houses in Georgia. They have a lot of houses in Georgia.
Yeah,
especially in Savannah.
There you go, and you clear them out. Now you have to then ask the house. You know, what I would do if it was me, and I was going to do that, and I didn't know how to do it, I'd have a psychic medium go in there and talk to the house and say, and to the entities and say, if I buy this house and I take care of it, will you leave? And they say yes. I said, well, stay haunted until I come back. Because it wasn't that long ago that I actually did go up and clear a piece of property up in Kennesaw. And there wasn't just one entity on it. There were thousands of entities on it that I went up and I cleared the energy off of it. There was some Indians and there were some Confederate soldiers, but there was this one particular entity that was holding the family there because she died in a car accident. And she did not know that she was dead.
Yeah.
She did not know that she didn't have a body, and she was waiting for someone to come along and tell her it was okay and she could go now. And she's like, phew, she was out of there. And now the people say, oh, well, I'm no longer tied to the piece of property. Now I can leave. And before, they couldn't leave because she had them there. She wouldn't let them go. Now they can sell the property.
What, it was her family she wouldn't let go?
No, it was the guy that owns the property was there as a little boy, and he was one of the first people that she saw what she crossed over, and he was like the first one to the accident. And because he was the first one to the accident, she connected with him, and she would never let him leave the property.
Oh. And he wanted to sell the property, but she was holding on to him.
Yes. And she would never let the property sell because of that. She wouldn't let things happen the way that they needed to. So whenever I went up and I cleared the energy off of it, cleared her energy, and she left, he's like, now we can do something with the property. He felt relieved. She felt relieved to connect. Their attachment together had been resolved.
Oh.
Totally. So, but yeah. So, Joanna, I haven't forgot about you. Is there anything else you need to know?
I'm here. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
That's right.
I love your energy. I love it. I love your energy, your vibration. I love your knowledge. You're just
thank you.
You're right on. It's very interesting. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and you,
you
were right on with me. Right on with me. Right on.
Yeah, you really need to work with Cupid a little bit and get him to bring you somebody that can continue to grow and expand with you, because you're growing so fast and so exponentially, and you haven't even gotten into all of your abilities yet. You're just tapping the surface with that, and as you begin to embrace more of your abilities, you're going to need someone that can ride that energy with you. And that can be an allowance of that energy with you. And there's not there at the moment, you haven't met the person that can ride that energy with you. They can only play in it. They can only play in your sandbox for so long, and then they have to go somewhere else.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it right on. Exactly
so then,
right.
So do some meditation and talk to Cupid. Cupid's one of my guides. And talk to Cupid and work with Cupid and see about helping him out some. I mean, you know, just sitting down and saying, okay, Cupid, what can we do here? What do I need to ask for? What awarenesses do I need around this? And start asking the questions around it to get the awareness for what you're choosing to bring in. Because you may be bringing these in just because you're like, okay, we can play in this sandbox for a little bit. Okay, they're done. I'm going over here and play in this sandbox. You may not want a permanent relationship. That's the question you might want to ask yourself. Do I want someone that's going to be with me for the next 25, 30, 40, 50 years, ever how long I choose to be here? Do I want someone to run that with me? Or do I want to play with this one for a few months and then go to someone else? Or do I want to, and that sort of thing. That may be what you want to, that could be a question you want to ask yourself as well.
I hear you, yes. Yes.
And get the awareness around that.
Thank you, yes.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you so much.
Do you have another question?
Fantastic. No, that was it, and she was just absolutely, she's exactly right on, and thank you so much, Mary. You're wonderful.
You're very welcome, Joanna. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. For other callers, we have time. We have about 30 minutes, and I just want to say this to you, and I have to get permission from Mary. This show ends promptly at 9 p.m., and I've gone over in the past. I'm going to start winding it down at 5 until 9, Eastern Standard Time. And if Mary is open, people can still call in. You just won't be on the air.
Okay.
So are you? Is that okay with you, Mary?
That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Okay, so it will end on the air at 9. But if you want to talk to Mary, you can still call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, Mary, we have another caller.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome to Higher
Consciousness. Greetings, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, Jamila. And greetings, Mary.
Greetings.
Greetings.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all?
I'm good.
We're doing
and
well,
who are we
thank you.
With?
Okay. My name is Soraya.
Hi, Soraya.
Hi,
Mary. I have a question to ask you. In 2001, I had a cousin-in-law named Deborah Wilson that passed away. She was unable to say goodbye to her husband or to her children, her two girls. And before she died, she talked a lot about leaving and crossing over and coming back and speaking to loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know if she has anything that she would like me to give her husband and her children. Any messages?
Hmm. How old is her children?
They are now 18 and I believe maybe 24 now.
Okay.
And when she passed away, they were grade school?
Right. She wants them to know that she watched them grow up because she was watching from the other side, and that the times that they felt her presence with them or around them, that it really was them. They were not imagining that. And that she still does come to see them, not as often now as she did before. No,
okay.
Not nearly as often as she, because she's in the process of getting ready to transition into something else. She's shifting. Did she die from real suddenly?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. And did she, like, was it a car accident?
No, they thought she thought she had a real bad headache or cold or something, and she ended up having something viral, being in the ICU, and that was just it.
Okay, that's why it was like, the reason why I asked that, it was almost like her brain exploded, is what I got.
Definitely happened.
Similar. Yeah, I felt like her brain exploded. That's why I thought it might have been a car accident. And I got it was real quick, and it was very sudden. It was like an impact. So that's why the impact was the virus. It was like the virus just did that to her. She's okay. She was in getting herself ready to come back. She's going to come back around. She's coming back. She's going to come back into another body. And this is very soon for someone to come back around, but her time wasn't finished. And she's ready to come back. She's coming back in. Probably in the next 3 to 5 years, she's going to return.
Okay. Does she have a message for her husband? She died calling his name. Before she died, she was calling his name.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I took a swallow of water and I had to get rid of it because it's. She wanted to tell him that she loved him and that she was sorry that she was leaving him and that she missed him. She misses him every day. I mean, the energy around her is quite intense. She misses him. There's a great sadness around her because of that. Just because they go to the other side doesn't mean they don't carry their feelings with them.
Okay.
They feel a lot of the same feelings we do on the other side. They truly do.
Okay. Does she know that I'm speaking with you?
Yep. You got a question for her?
No, I just want her to know that I miss her and I love her.
She says she knows that. And she's very grateful that you were a part of her life. And that she's happy for what you have accomplished, whatever that you've accomplished a lot that you set out to do.
Does that make people sense? Tell me? Yes, people tell me that.
Yeah.
Tell us, thank you.
Yeah. And she's very grateful that you help. Did you help with her family? Are they girls?
They're girls, yes.
Yeah. Did you help with the girls?
I do.
Yeah. She's very grateful you were there for them. Because I was like, she just keeps saying, thank her, thank her, thank her, thank her, thank her, thank her for her contribution, for what she gave. And she says, here's a key to that you need to know, that she wants to help you. She would really like to assist you. But unless you ask her, that is one of the most important things you need to know here, unless you ask her for her assistance, she cannot give it to you.
Thank you.
And if you ask her, you say, hey, can you give me so-and-so? Or can you tell me what? Can you help me with this situation? She can do that. But unless you ask her, she can't do it. Because they can't interfere with our free will. We have free will on this side, and anybody that's on the other side across the veil, they can't interfere with us unless we allow them to. And then we have to ask for help for that. 100%.
When you say ask for help, can you give me an example, please?
Sure. Let's just say you wanted that there was something going on with, you wanted clarity on. So could, you know, what was her name again?
Deborah.
Ask Deborah. Say, Deborah, say, you know, one of the girls is having this issue. Could you help me help them? What would you do in this situation? How can I assist them? You see more than I do here. Can you give me a message of that? And sometimes you may wake up with a thought pattern from your dream state, or she may come to you in your dream state, or she may come whisper it in your ear, or she may throw a book in your lap, or she may do anything like that for you.
Thank you.
But she can, but you have to ask her for her assistance. So, you know, Deborah, this is going on with the girls. Can you do this? Or can you tell me what to... Now, did her husband remarry?
No, he has not remarried.
Does he have a woman in his life?
Yes.
She's, okay, good. She's like, he needs a woman in his life permanently. She's like that. I mean, she's real adamant about that he needs someone there to help him on a regular basis.
She's right about that, but I don't think he'll remarry because of his love for her.
Well, he needs to find a way to let... She's there in spirit, and his love is strong for her, but he needs to let her go so he can live, because he stopped living.
That's true. He did.
He stopped living. And she doesn't want that for him. She doesn't want him to stop living. Because that breaks her heart. And she sees that from the other side. It interferes with her heart. With her being. Because she's like, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing here. He's not living up to his full potential on this side of the plane. And she's crying as a result of it. I see her with her hands... The image that I'm receiving is her with her hands, her head in her hands, crying like somebody weeping. So
okay.
It's kind of like, what you need to tell him is he needs to, I mean, it's been, what, 11, 12 years now? It's time to let her go?
12 years.
It's time to heal that and let her go. So I don't know where you live, but wherever you live, you need to have him find someone that can help him and assist him through the process of clearing that energy between the two of them.
Okay.
And I do a lot of that through a process that I do to help people break that bond. not the love, but to break it so that they can move forward with one another. And I was working with someone today, and she had a massive clearing, and she's like, wow. And when she walked out of here, we had cleared a lot of energies that she had connected with, and some of that was ancestral that she had with her. And some of the thoughts, feelings, and everything that she collected from her ancestors that we removed from her. That was very powerful, very, very powerful. And then what that does is that's the magic, and we don't realize it is the magic, and it just sort of shifts the energy a little bit and moves everything forward.
Okay.
Okay.
And I can get the contact information from Jamila?
Yes, you can.
Well, I can, Mary, you can, for the listening audience too, for people who may not join us on the phone, why don't you give them your contact information again?
Okay, it's my phone number is 404-387-1800. That number is 404-387-1800. And my email is drmaryduffy@gmail.com. I am a very busy woman, so I may have my someone else call you. That person would be Harlequin. She would be calling you to set up times, appointments, and book stuff with you and let you know what it would be. So it doesn't always mean that if you don't hear back from me in a day or so, she would be calling you to set that up, because I'm very busy these days and getting busier, and I'm very thankful. And so it's just everything is shifting, and it's beautiful, and it's going moving forward for us all. So that number is 404-387-1800. And I do a lot of I can do if you feel like you've got an attachment, you've got a curse or anything like that, I can remove that for you. I can also help to shift a lot of energies that you have that you may be stuck in. Say you've got some money issues or some relationship issues and stuff like that. I can help remove that. And I also can teach you how to create more awareness in your own life if you're looking to step into your own knowing. I do several body processes where if you've got something going on with your body, we can go in there and do that. And my latest and most fun thing that I'm doing at the moment is I do what is known as an energetic facelift. And what that is we go in and we can lift the face as though you've had a facial when you have it, and it lifts and tones the face. One of my clients that did the other day, she didn't just get a facelift, she got a boob lift. It lifted about a half an inch. So.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
You're very welcome.
I have one more question. Do you have any messages for me?
Well, what do you want to know about, hon?
There's a lot of things, but I thought maybe something would be coming through. That's all. But nothing coming through. Okay.
What I mean, is it about money? Is it about is that what you need some answers to? Or I mean, give me a snippet to open the energy up.
Pardon? Career.
Are you thinking of going back to school?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you need to do, is go back to school.
Okay.
And are you going to study medicine?
Yes.
That's what you need to do.
Okay, I thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a good night.
Mila, thank you too.
You're very welcome, Saran. Thank you for calling. And stay on the line. Okay. Are there, okay, we have a lot of people on the board. If there's anyone else, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, members of the listening audience, we have about 17 minutes live on the air, and after the show ends, for those who still wanted to talk with Mary, you can just call that number, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1, because the show will end at approximately 5 to 9, 9:55, but we will still be on the air. But if you're on the computer, you cannot hear or talk with Mary unless you call the number. Okay, so if you want to join us, then please call in if you're listening live from the computer. Okay, caller, greetings. How are you?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. I've never done this before. Never called in, and I've never talked to a psychic. So.
Okay.
So you have a
question.
Time for everything. But,
you have a question?
My name is Zakiya. Yes. I'm wondering about my career or my job as far as a direction and where to go with it. Should I let it go or not? Move in another direction.
What kind of work do you do now?
I'm a 911 operator, law enforcement.
That you're going to stay in for just a little while longer, and then
okay.
You're going to move into something else. It feels like right after the first of the year. Are you considering moving before then?
I mean, I would love to run out of there, but I didn't expect to leave in the next 3 to 4 years.
I think you're going to start looking for something. It feels like the spring of next year that something new is going to come your way. Are you considering going back to school and studying something else? Because you would be very good as a criminologist. You would be very good in the criminal field, but not necessarily 911. I see you more in another array of that. Or if you don't want to do that, you'd be very good in the EMT department.
Oh, okay.
You played with that, yeah. Because either one of those would work. But what you've got is there's something that's going to happen between now and next March where you're going to begin to become aware of more of what you're truly wanting to do in your life. You haven't come into that awareness yet, and it's going to make you more aware of something that you're wanting to do that it's a little bit on the creative side. I don't know if you've tapped into your creative side yet or not.
Well, it's funny. I do make, as a side business, I make soap, candles, and things of that nature, but there is a part of me that is not really sure, just being honest, if I'm cut out to be an entrepreneur and I can actually carry this through or even to create the vision to how far it can go or what it can do.
Well, then just play with it until you come into that energy, because right now you're just playing. Actually, what you've done is you've already created the whole thing in your head and you're done with it.
I do that a lot.
You created a whole vision. Okay, boom, I'm done with it. It's like you've already lived through it.
Exactly. I do that with a lot of things.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, okay, been there, done that. I don't need to do that again. And it's like you haven't even done it, but in your head you went from having the business, moving through the business, and then closing the business down, and you went through it, and you did it in 30 seconds, and you're done, and I'm done with that. And you played with it, and you got well. So what you may have to do is start doing it in bits, like, okay, I make soap candles, and then you start working with that, and then you start marketing them, and then you just work with the marketing, and then before you know it, you'll be like, oh, wow, how'd this happen? I got a business. But you can't do the whole thing. You got to do it in bits. You got to do it in pieces order for it to move through it to the end of it, to become the entrepreneur you're choosing to be. You're going to have to take it in bits because you're not one of those people that can create a business plan, because once you create the business plan, you're done.
Yeah. I'm done with it.
Yeah, and you're done with it. You create the business plan, you're done with it completely. But so you have to take it in very small chunks. And say, okay, let me do the soaps. Oh, well, how could I market the soaps? And just go out and market them. Then you start getting the money, and then you start growing bigger. But if you go for the final product of it being this great, expansive business, then that's. And then the other thing, too, is ask your business what it wants to be. Ask the name. If you've got a name for the business, well, say, what do you want, business? And listen to what the business is going to tell you.
Huh. Never thought of that.
Yeah, you just listen to what the business has got to take. And if you do that way, it's kind of like, okay, where do you want to go with this business? Do you want to be real successful, or you want to just play with this? Okay, we're just going to play with this. And then you're going to play with it. And one day a business says, okay, it's time to move forward. We've got to market this and do this. And then you kind of, okay, we need to go in this direction. Somebody's calling us over here. Because what happens is that as you create more energy, the people out here in the universe is going to be requesting your product.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from? It's kind of like the more you create the energy of it, the more it will do it that way. But
so treat it like as an entity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got to and listen to what it's saying. For someone that this is their first reading, boy, you sure are very open to receiving that information. Thank you for that. Thank you for that contribution.
No, I'm joining.
Wow. The Kia sounds like what I do, too. When I used to work for people outside, where I'm teaching now at some colleges, I would see myself coming through the door, and I would see myself giving them my departure letter, like resignation. And I used to say, I don't know how they're going to take this, but I resign. I used to do that, Mary. Now this is making sense. I used to have my acceptance letter. At the time, I said, okay, I have my resignation letter in my head.
Yeah,
I used to do that. I did. I used to stay at jobs no more than 2 years. When I moved here, I changed that. But no, before I left Massachusetts, I stayed at my last job for 6.5 years. But before that, I was out of there after 2 years. I said, okay, I had this experience. I mean, and it wasn't anything negative or anything like that. It was like I just wanted something different. But now I see how I did it, because what you're saying, I said, yeah, I used to tell people, I don't know how I'm going to tell them I'm going to resign, because I had the letter in my head. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you already done. And there's a whole group of people out there that I've worked with over the years that they're like that. They've already completed it. They completed it in their head, and they never move forward. And I've done that myself. Well, I need to start this business over here, and by the time I'm like, oh, I'm done with that, and move on to something else. And everybody said, well, you can't hold a job, you can't do this, what's wrong with you? I'm like, then they're done, I don't want to work there anymore, it's done. I mean, I've had the experience, I want to move on and do something, experience something else. And they're like, And most people can't make that choice that quick, that fast, like you walking in the door with a resignation.
I had it in my, I'm just not connected to what you're saying. I said that. I would do that in my head. How am I going to tell them I'm leaving? I would do that in my head. Yes. I would do that. I'm just not connecting the dots. I would do that.
Yeah. And that's what we do. It's amazing what we do with the energy. It's kind of like, boom, okay, I'm done. All right, next. And sometimes we do that an hour, a day, 2 days, and we're kind of like, wow, I just started this job and I'm finished. Ooh, what am I going to do next? And that's why I think that's why come a lot of people do more than one thing. It wasn't until I started doing about 4 different jobs at one time that I realized, okay, I can do this. I have a lot of small jobs and no one big job, and that makes all the difference for me.
That works for me.
Cool. So I don't get bored.
the same thing with me. Yeah, I have an active mind, too.
Yeah. So, honey, what you want to do here is you want to find, and I don't think it's going to come until next March, but what you want to do is start looking for something that will get your mojo going. And let's go right back to one other thing real quick, a tool that I'm going to give you. If it feels light, it's yes. If it feels heavy, like it's going to, then that's a lie. So work with that energy. If you come up and you say, do I need to do this? And if it's light and it's airy, then follow the energy. If it feels heavy, say, nope, I'm going to go a different direction. And then ask, which way do I go now? And then that's how it'll open for you. But you're going to stay where you are until this energy. It feels like there's a shift coming for you in January, February, and you're going to feel it more in March. But it's that energy. But you're going to stay at the call center until you're ready to say, okay, I'm done. I'm going to go here and do this. And then you'll take that make that choice and trust yourself that you're ready to do it. Because right now you're like, I can't trust myself that I'm ready to do this. And I need the income and the money and all of this. And I can't trust myself to step into this business just yet. I need to stay here.
Yeah, and I like to be really thoroughly familiar with what I'm about to step into, like the details of it. And I hate to jump in and then be like, what is going on? Although I do it quite often. I just hate it.
Well, the question I have for you on that is then what if it's not a permanent situation. And 10 minutes from now, I mean, let's just say 10 minutes from now, you can make another choice. I mean, do you go into the same restaurant, order the same thing off the menu that they give you every time?
That's true. No, I don't. Okay.
So then why should life be that way?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear the same outfit every day?
No.
No. So then why should you wear the same of energy every day, the same this every day? Why not look at it and say, what can I be today to make me have more fun? What adventures can I have today? What adventures can I have today for me? I get up and ask myself, what adventure today we're going to have? And start looking for the adventure and follow that energy. And if it feels good, I do it. I mean, if it doesn't feel good, I don't do it. If it feels bad, I don't do it. The tools I give you, I use them myself every single day. I don't do, what are we going to do today? And I'll ask my buddy, okay, buddy, what are we going to do today? Nothing, we're going to sit in front of the TV. Okay, fine. We're about an hour into that. No, we need to go do something else, so we've got to do something else. I used to drive my husband crazy whenever I'd change everything. Well, what are we going to do today? Let's go to the movies. Oh, no, let's just stay home. No, let's go do this. No, let's go to shopping. Let's go to Marshall's. Let's do this. He'd be like, could you just make a choice? Okay, let's go here to the... Now, I've done and went through all this array of stuff. Okay, let's go eat Mexican. And that's where we brought up. We go eat Mexican. But we would go through this whole realm of things because it was an endless array of possibilities. So it's not like you can just, what can we do here? And that's what people don't get is look at what possibility is here. I mean, with your soap business, how many different possibilities is there to make that grow? And if so, what could you do today to make it grow even larger than it was yesterday?
Okay, so that's a different perspective.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, and then tomorrow you look at it, so what can I do today to outcreate what I did yesterday? Oh, I can do this. Oh, or maybe my business doesn't want me to do anything today, and I get to go have fun and play. And it just sits there and grows and goes out and talks to everybody in the universe. Well, I pull in. You see where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, because you're interacting with kind of like the entity that is your business, so you create kind of like a relationship kind of.
That's it. That's it. You do, totally.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
You totally. Do you think that the person that invented Coca-Cola, the first glass of Coke, ever thought it was going to be as big as it is today?
Oh, I know, right?
There you go. I mean, it's around the world. But he created this relationship with Coke. He created the beverage. And look at it. It's grown to be one of the top beverages in the world. Now, but that's how we create something to create it bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't know if he asked questions. Well, I'm sure he asked questions around the formula as he was creating the formula. Well, this doesn't taste right. What can I do to change this to make this taste right? Or what can I do to change this to make this taste better? Thank God that Graham Bell asked, how, can you hear me now almost, No, we wouldn't be talking tonight. So now why not be the inventor of your business and start asking questions around it and towards it? Every inventor out there asks questions to the universe and then receives the information.
That is a fun way of doing it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And sometimes they'll come see someone like myself or another psychic to get some insight into it and make it move bigger and broader whenever they feel that they can't move it. And then what they do is then they get a better relationship, and then they go bigger and broader then, and then they get, okay, I need some other more insight, and then they do that, because sometimes we can see things you can't see because you're too close to it.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Mary, stay on the line. I just want to let the people who are on the computers know that I'm about to bring the show to a close on the computer and on the air. But for those of you who are on the computer who would like to contact Mary, we will still be on the line after 9 o'clock, but off the computer, and you will have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, you will need to call now 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Mary, in 60 seconds, give them the telephone number before we sign off, but we're still staying on the line, everyone. Everyone on the board, stay on the board. Okay, Mary, your telephone
number? My phone number is 404. Phone number is 404-387-1800. Or you can reach me at drmaryduffy@gmail.com. Or you can find me at the Big Psychic Fair the first weekend of every month. We work there in Atlanta, Roswell, Georgia. I would be at the Big Psychic Fair the first weekend. And I do phone readings as well as in-person readings.
Okay. For those of you who would like to get in touch with Mary at the Psychic Fair, that is in Roswell, Georgia, and you can give her a call at the number that she gave you. And, Mary, are there any closing remarks for the people who are on the Internet? Because we will remain on the board.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and look forward to seeing you or hearing from you again in the future. Thank you, and what else is possible?
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay, we have another caller.
Okay.
Oh. Let's see. Greetings.
Greetings, it's Leon.
Greetings, Leon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Do you have a question for Mary?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Mary. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. I have a question. I'm kind of in the middle of change and not quite sure where to step.
Okay.
As far as money is concerned. Been on my job for like nearly 20 years and
uh-huh.
ready to move forward. I was training to be an addictions counselor, and that didn't feel good at all. So I released myself from that. But I'm not quite sure which way I want to go, and I think I'm stumbling, getting in my own way.
Right.
And you see anything around that?
Well, when I don't really see you leaving your company right away. I think you're going to be there a little bit longer. Do you? Is there something special about hitting 20 years? Could you retire or get your any of that at 20 years?
No. It was just comfortable and, you know, just going from there. And I'm one of those people that have always had to have a plan B, and I'm not going to quit a job without a job. And, you know, and I would do that. That's like my safety. My job is like my safety net. I would go and do other things. However, that was just my safety net.
Right.
So there's nothing that's really attaching me to it except that it's my safety net.
Right. I got you. I understand that. It just doesn't feel like you're going to leave it just yet. It feels like it's not going to be until, if you are going to leave, you're going to start really thinking about it at the end of this year, with possibility of moving forward after the first of the year. But I see you taking classes before you make the switch, before you leave that. I don't know what those classes will be for you, but I see you making classes before you move forward in what you're doing now, moving from what from your job now to something.
Class.
Pardon me?
I said I'm trying to go to a soap-making class. was very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so interesting. The sister before me, she makes soap and not sure that's what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm trying to manifest the money to take this soap making class because I want to make soap and jewelry.
Right.
What I'm telling myself.
Then ask the universe what I do whenever I'm in a bind and I need more money. I ask, could I have more money, please?
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
Part of the problem that we have is that we don't always ask for what we're needing or wanting specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is, could I have more money, please? 100%.
Do you specify, Mary? Do you state how much you need?
No. If you ask for $5, they're going to bring you $5. Won't bring you any more than that. But if you ask for an unlimited amount of money, they're going to bring you all more than you can imagine.
Okay.
I just said more money, please. Thank you for what you just brought me. Could I have more of that, please? It's just like asking for a second helping on mashed potatoes at the dinner table. Could I have more of that, please? It's the same difference. It's the same difference. It's just asking for more money. And one of our biggest things is asking for money. We ask for prosperity. We ask for abundance. We ask for this. Well, we've got an abundance of rain right now in Georgia. I don't know about where you're from, but in Georgia right now, we got an abundance of rain. Now, I'd like to have an abundance of sunshine, but unless we ask for could I have more abundance? Well, that could be for anything in the universe. She wants an abundance of acorns. Let's give her more acorns, Or if she wants an abundance of rain, we'll give more. But you got to ask for an abundance of money. You've got to ask for money if you're specifically choosing money. I want more prosperity. Well, that's ambiguous. You got to ask for what it is. And that arena, money is an energy. You got to ask for more of that energy so that it can be a contribution to you. If I wanted a car, I wouldn't ask for a particular type of car unless it was that was the end all of cars that I wanted. But I would ask for, like, whenever I ask for this car I have now, I said, here's what my criteria for this car that I have now, is that it had to be an SUV, it had to have leather interior, and I wanted it fully loaded and mechanically sound. Those were the four criteria that I had that I needed. Within 2 hours of asking that and demanding the universe to bring me that, within 2 hours, I had a Mercedes to show up. I never even contemplated having a Mercedes, even thinking I could purchase one or buy one in my world. Didn't even think that would be in my price range. And I'm now driving a 1999 Mercedes SUV, and it came with every mechanical record that had ever been done to it whenever I got it, all the papers with it. And I'm driving it, enjoying driving it. It's been it's becoming a fun car to enjoy with. But I would have never thought outside the box. It would have had to been a Ford or a Chevrolet as far as I was concerned. But here I am. I'm driving a Mercedes. But the lesson I learned with that, which was a strong lesson, which is with that came a lot of judgment. People judged me that I had money. And I was like, because I was driving a Mercedes, she must have money. Well, now I own that. Okay, I'll take that judgment. I'll work with that judgment. I have that judgment. I'll take that. Because that's them projecting their thoughts on me that she's got money. Well, then money has to come to me because they're projecting
exactly.
it to me.
Exactly.
So I have to have that. So
exactly.
Now, so when you work with that energy of what it is you're choosing to have in your life, you want to... Not, you don't want to manifest it. You want to create it. You want to create that energy, that pull. So for you, what you're really after is not, maybe you want to take, you're wanting to create and generate the money for your soap class. So you want to say, could I have money for my soap class? Or could I have money, period? You don't even have to ask for the soap class. Could I have some more money, please? And it will start showing up in ways that you have not even thought possible.
Okay.
Not even thought possible. I've had money just show up in my handbag before, not know where it comes from. Because I asked for it, the universe gave it to me.
So when you want like a windfall, because I have some questions after Zion finishes it. I have another caller, too, that wants to talk with you. But when you have because money comes to me in chunks, and I'm now wanting it to come every day, all the time, because, you know, I have my sprays, and my sprays work, and they work well. So can you ask a question like, can I have more money than I ever could, than I ever thought possible?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I ask all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. Ask, and you'll be amazed at how much can come in. And then, but what you want to do is talk to your business, like I was telling the previous
one. Zakiya.
You want to talk to your business to find out what your business needs from you. Maybe your business doesn't need for you to do anything with it for a couple of days and just let it sit there and pull the people to it. Or then again, maybe it needs more marketing. Talk to your business and see what your business. Jamila, you have enough of awareness that you can do that with ease and bring that energy to you.
Stop it. That's the word I say. Stop it, Mary Duffy. That's the word I say. Stop it, Mary Duffy. I said I'm living in a life of comfort and ease, and I said abundance. I didn't say abundance of money, but then I also say that I'm very wealthy and whatever. This is all clicking because it's just fine-tuning what I do. And this is making sense because okay, Zion, you finish. I want Zion to finish because I have something. I have another caller on, and then I have something I want to ask too, Mary.
Okay
Zion. I'm sorry, Zion.
Mm-hmm. Come on, give me a break. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. So, yeah, I hadn't thought of that. This is a good way to ask this because I never just ask for more money, please. Yeah.
Nobody does. That's totally it. Nobody asks for that. Nobody asks for more money, please. And you're kind of like, well, never thought about that. Because we ask because we've been taught that money's the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you can't be rich and be prosperous and then be a good person.
Right.
So I'm working my way out of that.
I think we all are.
That.
But let me ask you a question. And so and you can answer this. If you had $100,000 or $100 million, what could you do more good with?
The $100 million.
So then why come you don't have a million? What is it that about receiving $100 million scares the crap out of all of us?
Yeah, that is true, huh?
And we're supposed to give everything away. We're not supposed to have anything. Remember, we're supposed to give. It's better to give it than to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So we shut down our receiving, so therefore we have to give everything away. Well, that's not the truth. Mm-hmm. In order to be what we need, what we're choosing to be, we have to be both. We have to give and receive. You can't be out of balance. So if you, what is it about that you need to clear up so that you can receive more than you could possibly ever imagine?
Hmm.
What if you had more than enough money to spend and never enough? What would that be like?
That would be great.
Would it not be? What if
that would be wonderful?
The resonance and the energy that you carried with you every single day was that you had more than enough money to carry you through that day, but never enough. So that it kept coming. It was an endless energy flow through you.
Okay. Make a note.
That's what you got to look at. Just ask, could I have more money, please? And that, you're going to be amazed at what you can do with that. I mean, just totally, totally amazed at what you can do.
And you don't have to ask your spirit, your specific spirit guides. You just ask the universe at large. Or,
you can
like,
ask
my mom
is
around me, too. You know, and I told her, Mom, we worked out some issues. You know, she did some things that were not, you know, the best. But I'm like, I'm okay with that. Let's just bring me a pot of gold. You know, we don't have to go back.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
you
I said, okay,
gold,
Mom, just bring me a pot of gold. That's where I need you to show up.
Yeah.
Just bring me
the
pot of gold.
Here's
the
thing, and where is the question in bring me a pot of gold?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the question in that?
Where's the question?
Yeah.
May I have more money than I could ever imagine to take care of all of my needs and then be able to help
No, whenever you were asking Mom, when you were telling Mom, could you bring me a, you didn't say, could you bring me a pot of gold? You said, bring me a pot of gold. Bring is not a question. That's a statement. So you want to turn it into a question.
Oh, okay.
So, Mom, could you bring me a pot of gold? And then she can bring it to you, but you're going to believe what she just showed me.
What did she tell you? I'm sorry, Zion, because my mother is a character. What did she tell you?
Hey.
She brought you literally a pot that was gold. A cookie pot that was gold.
Ha, 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 ha. That's not funny. I didn't say a golden pot. I said a pot. See, that's your problem, Ma, you know? That's the problem, Mom. Okay. I didn't say a golden pot. I said a pot with gold inside and not gold paint. Gold currency.
No, you want gold. Okay, she's saying you want to ask, Mom, could you bring me a pot of gold coins?
Or just currency that I can use in America. That's going to, you know, currency
you
that I can use.
There you go. That's what you want to say is, could you bring me some currency or bring me money? I mean, that's the best thing to do is, could you bring me a pot of money? You know, and then another pot of money, and then another pot of money. You do that. That's the energy of it. Bring me money. Instead of saying, bring me a pot of gold, bring me some money, Mama, that I can use here in the USA. Or if I'm traveling to Europe, bring me some euros. You know, you're traveling to Mexico, bring me some pesos. You know, asked it that way. And you'll be amazed at what could show up at your front door.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to take up any more of your time with my questions because I have Zion and then another one. I'm going to talk to you afterwards, Mary. So, Zion,
that'll be fine.
Ask some more if you have any other.
Okay. Well, I have one other question real quick on health. Okay. I've just lost a lot of weight. Like nearly 100 pounds now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. However, I still look pregnant. So I'm shrinking everywhere except the stomach area, and I feel that I have some type of blockage. I'm not even thinking that it's a physical blockage, perhaps. Oops, hold on. I'm picking up my phone. Sorry. Is there something that you see around that? Because, you know, medically, the doctors keep telling me that, you know, that I have this cancer and it's going to kill me in a few months. And they keep telling me that, so I'm not paying any attention to that. However, I am trying to see what I need to do to be healthy and for my body to do what I tell it to do. And
that's your
not
problem
what
right
it
there.
Wants to do.
That's your problem. You're not asking your body what it needs. You're telling your body what it needs. You're overriding what your body needs. So you're not in communion with your body. And because you're not in communion with your body is saying, well, I'll show her. And that's what it's
okay.
doing.
Ask
your body. So next time you go to eat something, say, body, you want to eat this? And then it will communicate with you. Your body is your best friend. I mean, without your body, you're not going to be here unless you go get another body.
Right.
So, I mean, that's the only way. Unless you go get another body, you're not going to be in this dimension. You'll be in another dimension. You'll be disembodied. So you have to make peace and friends with your body and start listening to your body and what it's wanting to tell you. Or what it's trying to tell you. The cancer, what are you doing to combat the cancer?
At this point, I'm just doing dietary. I've stopped trying to kill it. So I'm no longer doing radiation and all that. I stopped trying to kill it. And, you know, I actually had this conversation with the cancer. It's like, okay, wait, hold it. Because, I mean, I was in the hospital every few days. I'd be disappearing. You know, Jamila would be mad because I've disappeared. And then I just stopped trying to kill her. I had a conversation. Well, okay, look. We both want to live. So I'm going to let you live. You let me live. We just live together, and we go from there. So
what about if you dissipated that energy? What
explain.
About if you dissipated that energy in your body? Because what's happening is you're it's solidifying. The cancer's solidifying. And if he gets pissed off at you, it's going to grow instantly. Or if you get pissed off too. Cancer is unresolved anger issues. So you need to find someone that can that you're willing to work with to help you get some get some of this unresolved energy. You need to dissipate it, let it go, shift it out, and that sort of thing.
She's done a phenomenal job in the time I've known her. I mean, she's done. They have written her death sentence several times. Like they had another friend of mine who's now a naturopath. They sent the other person home four times to die, told her to make her will to her children. She's now been a naturopath for 20 years. So, you know, the medical profession doesn't know what to do with Zeon.
That's
right. She's done an excellent job. I, you know,
do you take vitamin C?
Yes.
You take vitamin
C? Matter of fact, I just popped a couple while we were talking. I take it all. I take it all during the day instead of just one big dose in the morning. I've begin because that's something my body is like. Well, we don't need it like. I don't need it like this. And I just started doing.
Okay, that's
taking
good.
It
now ask your body if it could. This is a conversation we need to have probably outside of this because it's more than just what we can do in this. But there are some energies that you can do. There's some processes we can do to shift it. There's a process, body process that I do that it's something I learned not too long ago from Access Consciousness, and it's called MTVSS and I'll rest. And what it does, it's a molecular where you go into the molecular cells of the of the body, and you go in and change the molecular cell structure is what it's doing, because it's over 20 different energies that are being used simultaneously. And so it's that energy. So it's real strong. It's a real intense energy. So that's one of those energies you need to learn either how to do it and or someone is close, because what they've discovered or what they did is that someone paid the founder of Access a lot of money. They ran it 20 times on him, 20 different times, this one guy. And whenever he started out, he tested positive for AIDS. After 20 times of doing this method on him, he had no AIDS. He went back.
What's the name of this method again?
It's called MTVSS and all the rest.
MTV.
Is that something that you... I'm sorry.
It's something I do. It is a technique that I do. And you call me. We'll talk about it. We'll work something out. If you want to. If you want to, I mean, we'll work something out. I mean, you know. Because what I want you to do is I want you to get better. I want you to get well, and I want you to be one of those people that can say, I survived. I'm a cancer survivor, and the doctors didn't know what to do with me. If that makes any sense.
And they don't. It makes plenty of sense. My oncologists have already fired me since I won't do what she wants me to do.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are living today as a result of not doing what the doctor wants them to do. And there's some that won't. But you went the traditional method and it didn't work for you. So now it's time to do something different.
Right. And I've been doing something different for, you know, years. So I've been trying this and trying that. And so now it's time for healing, period.
That's it. 100%.
I'll definitely, I'm going to be quiet now because I know someone else wants to talk to you, but I'll call your office tomorrow.
That sounds great.
Do you have her number?
Yeah, I have the number and the email. Yeah.
Okay. You have a good one, hon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Zeon, you stay on the phone. There's another caller. Greetings.
Hi,
hello.
Camilla. This is Mahogany. How are you?
Hi, Mahogany.
Hi.
Mary,
hi,
these are all of my sisters and all of my little babies, Mary. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hi, Mary. I just want to say I'm so entertained by the show. Thank y'all so much. I got so much good information, so I appreciate it. I want to say that.
Good.
Well,
good.
I'm so glad. I am truly so glad that you were able to do that.
Yes, thank you. So I have my question. You know, I have two black, it seems like black areas in my life would be love and career, but I really want to ask about the career part right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of curious what's going on, because I made some decisions, and yeah, just want to see how things are going to play out or what I should do to really start doing the things that I love to do and not just working jobs being miserable that I don't want.
Well, you're in a job that you don't want that you're miserable in. Is that what you're saying to me?
I was.
You was? So what are you doing now?
I resigned, so I'm not doing anything now. It just was a risk that I took.
And so, what do you want? What are you choosing to do? What would you like to choose to do?
I just want to do things. I want to do something more creative. I am, you know, I do model, and I do. I want to work more with children. It's a lot of different things I want to do in the media. I just want to do something more creative, something more fulfilling in my life. So I kind of made this decision, and I'm just trying to see. I actually don't feel any negativity about it, and I feel like everything is going to work out, but I just thought I would ask and see what it is you're seeing.
Well, what is it you're wanting to do? I mean, I'm not hearing what you're choosing to do.
I mean,
it's creative modeling, is that it?
I can say
you're doing fashion, whatever fashion that may be for you, because I see these really beautiful pieces of jewelry on you. I mean, they're like big pieces of jewelry on you and that sort of thing. And I also see you doing something with your hair or something. I don't think you're doing the hair. Okay, there you go. You need to start doing, have you got an agent doing some commercials?
I don't. If I found a legit company, then I probably would. And that is definitely another area that I wanted to get into.
I see you doing some type of commercial work and that sort of thing. That's what you need to start doing. It's more of the commercial and that kind of energy. That's where you need to go next. Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you can start working with that energy, that will make you a whole lot more of what you need are choosing to be, if that makes any sense.
Okay, yeah.
What I'm getting, it's not going to be any one particular thing with you. You're going to do several things.
Yeah.
You know, like I was talking earlier, that sometimes there's some of us out here where we have to talk, we have to do other things, we have to do several things at one time, and that's what's happening with you. You got to do more than just one thing. You can't do just one thing. You've got to do several things.
Right.
It's that energy that you have to. You got to pull in more than one. Okay.
Okay.
You've got to pull in. In other words, if you want to do modeling, do modeling. But if you can do some commercials, do some commercials. And then I get something where you're going to be creative, and then you may go and work part time and somewhere. And I don't want to say 9 to 5 because it won't be 9 to 5. It'd be like 9 to 2 in a regular job just to keep your sanity when all this other stuff's not coming together. You see where I'm coming from with that?
Okay. So
I don't think you're going to do that, but I'm just saying you're going to do a multiple of things. You're not going to do just one thing. You're going to do a multiple of things. In other words, your resume, like my resume reads, I'm a Reiki master, I'm a reader, I'm a psychic medium, I'm an ordained minister, and I'm this. But I also am an office worker, and I'm this as well. It's an array of things that you'll do. Not just one thing, but an array of things you'll do.
Right. Okay.
If that makes any sense.
That does make sense. So do you suggest that I look for an agent?
That's what I got. I was under the assumption that you already had one.
No, I mean, I do apply through companies. If I see something come up, I do submit for it, but I can't say that I have a specific agent.
Do you live in the Atlanta area?
I do.
Okay. I don't know. Go start doing put it, do extra work in movies. That's okay. What you're going to, because there's several movies in the Atlanta area right now that are looking for, and I think that would work for you. But it's kind of like you could do film, the extras, it's like modeling, it's a combination of stuff. Now, the other thing I need to, do you do anything with hair and makeup?
With the modeling, yes. that is a part of all of the modeling part of it. Is hair and yes.
Because I just keep hearing hair and makeup.
Yeah.
So whatever that is for you, hair and makeup.
Okay.
And to look, and I want to say I keep hearing extras. So that's going to be extra, and I kept hearing film. So start, okay. Because it feels like if you're extras in movies, because they pay pretty decent for some of that sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And you go do that, that's going to propel you into something even more. And the more you're in that energy, the more it's going to pull you into that energy.
Right,
you see where I'm coming from with it?
Yes.
And you see her being very successful with that, Mary?
Oh, yeah, she's going to do well with it. I don't think she's going to be a multimillionaire with it, but she will make a good living out of that, yes.
Okay.
It can work real well for you. I mean, it's one of those things where it can be of assistance to you.
Okay.
And it just come to her naturally. She doesn't have to work at it. She's just a natural with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's got natural beauty.
Yeah, she does. Rare.
And you have natural photogenic stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're naturally photogenic, and so that would make a difference for you, too. So, it's kind of interesting. And, because I might as well just go ahead and say it. There's something on the horizon with you with Tyler Perry.
Wow.
Okay.
You just got to step into it. That's why I think you need to do that I keep saying, go for the extras. Go for that extra stuff, because I see you doing something with that.
Okay. Okay, I will definitely. I'm on it now. I just need a little guidance. I'm on it, but I'm. This is exactly the type of stuff that I want to do. Yes.
Yeah, and I think that would be real good for you. I think it'd be really, really, really awesome for you as well.
Thank you.
Have fun doing that. Really, really, a lot of fun.
Yeah. I would.
Because
I
it's
would.
Part of what you be. It's part of who you be. It's part of what you are, you know, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm definitely not a 9-to-5 person.
Oh, no, you're not. You're definitely not. But the part that is difficult for you and all of this is to move forward. How do I say this so that you can understand it? You feel stuck in situations. It's kind of like, you're afraid of making a choice. If I make this choice, it's the wrong choice. Because the first, so let's go back to that analogy I was telling the previous lady. What if you made it? I do a lot of my choosing in 10 to 15 second increments. But for you, let's just say, let's do it in 10 minute increments. And say, okay, what am I going to do today? I'm going to go play in the rain. Oh, I'm done with that. I'm going to go do this. What we've been taught is that we have to stay in, that we don't have, that once we make a choice, we can't change it. Once we make that choice, that we can't change it. But it's like a menu when you go into the restaurant. You don't eat the same thing every time you go into, use McDonald's. Every time you go into McDonald's, you don't have a Big Mac every time. Today you might have a salad. Tomorrow you might have fries. The next day you might have a shake. Today you might have a double cheeseburger. Tomorrow, the day after that, it may be a Big Mac. But what I'm saying is that the menu, so why does my life and all the decisions I make about it have to be the same? So you go in there and you make different choices for yourself on an intensely daily basis. Ten-minute increments, okay. In this 10 minutes, I'm going to live this world. Okay, that 10 minutes is over. Now what can I choose? And it's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to stay in this. I liked what I did in that last 10 minutes. I think I'll stay there for a little bit longer. And you can ride that choice out for the next 20 years if you want to, but you're conscious of what you're choosing when you do that. You see where I'm coming from with that? And that's where you be right now. You've made the choice that I want to do this. Now you've got to take the action towards being that. And I want to say, and this is a, from another space. This is not intuitively, just so you know this. There is an agency here in Atlanta that's called Tammy Smith, I think.
Tammy Smith, okay.
That is actually looking for some extras
okay.
to do in a movie. And they're paying $100 a day. I don't know if that's anything you'd be interested in or not.
Okay. No, I'll find out about them, definitely.
Yeah. And they, you put your application in online, and then,
okay.
and the only reason I know it is a friend of mine just did that for his daughter, because his daughter is a little ballerina actress type person, and he was telling me about that. So that's how I know that. But I see it, I keep hearing that you need to go into the commercial aspect of it, to do film and commercial, and I kept hearing extra, 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 and that's why I do the extras about it. And then I was like, well, what do you mean by extra? And whoever this was trying to get me to tell you what I just told you about
right.
the Tammy Smith thing. Because
right.
all of a sudden I went real light. Okay, fine. That's, you know, and but because I have that in my awareness, the energy that I needed to do was to tell you that. And what this may do is it may lead you to others when you start looking.
Right. Okay.
To other things that you can do. Because I think if you signed up with an agent, you could do well. I think you could do real well. And,
okay.
Or either you'll get to the point where I don't like doing this anymore, let me find something else to do.
Okay.
But it would give you that opportunity of that energy that you said, I've always wanted to do this, I'm going to step into that energy now and do it, if that makes sense.
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
That's it.
Yes.
Wow, and mahogany, I can say, oh, yes, I know the mahogany.
that's so funny.
They've already named a movie. They've already named a movie after you.
Oh,
Diana Ross.
That's probably such a tone for my life, because you know it's interesting, because I was named after the movie Mahogany, and in the movie Mahogany, Diana Ross played a model. So it's funny, you know, that like I got into this type of stuff now, and it's something that you know I really like to do. So that's interesting. Yep.
Well, it's something that you're ready to do, and I think you will enjoy doing it, and I think your time is right. But ask the questions around it. What is it what can I do today to help me move forward with this career? I mean, that should be your question every morning if you're going to get up to be a model. So what can I do today to further my career as a model? And today it may be doing nothing. Tomorrow it may be going to get a pedicure. Today it may be doing nothing.
Right.
Or today it may be putting your resume out to 1,000 different people.
Right.
Then, but tomorrow it may not. Tomorrow it may be going to get a pedicure, and while your awareness is telling you, go get a pedicure, go get a pedicure, you're like, I don't need a pedicure. Go get a pedicure. Go get a pedicure. Go get a pedicure. And you go, okay, damn it, I'll go get a pedicure. You go get
a pedicure.
And the person sitting next to you is the producer of a movie thing that is because you just asked for you to be in a movie, and the person sitting next to you is the casting director for it, and she says, God, I need somebody that can do so-and-so. And you say, I can do that. I can model for you on that.
That's funny, because that is what happens to me. Like, there's times that I'm just guided places, and it literally, just the way you said it, even though it was so funny, that's how it comes to me. And it guides me. You need to go. So I've just learned to follow my intuition, like, when it's so strong like that, and go. And usually it's for a reason, and I see what the reason is after I got there.
Yeah.
So, wow.
I was just talking to someone earlier, a friend of mine earlier, who was on the line about intuition. Florence Govashin is big on that, you know. Follow your intuition, get out of the logical mind, just go, you know, like people called in tonight and they've gotten the answers. I've told several people to call in, and they called in and said, just call in, you know, because you might get, there's something in it for me to be telling people to do it. Spirit wants them to hear something for them.
And it may have not even been anything that they needed a personal reading. It could have been something that we said during the opening or during our opening time frame that would have worked for us. And that's huge. I mean, you know, it could have been a word, it could have been one sentence. And then we go,
exactly.
Oh, that's what I needed. That's it. And that's what I needed. But, yeah, 100%. And I'm already, I haven't opened my emails yet, but I'm already getting feedback from my clients that was online.
Oh, really? Well, I've gotten feedback on Facebook about it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone posted on Facebook said Dr. Duffy's readings were excellent and on point. Oh, yeah. It's on Facebook.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So your clients, what feedback have you gotten with your clients?
I got one of my clients, she's been a client of mine for a while. It said, great show, listened all the way through, and your personality is very uplifting. I think you should have your own talk show at least 1 hour a week. Thank you. Thanks for your energy.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another friend of mine said, absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Wow.
And then so she's like, and she said she was from France.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she stayed up to listen to it. She's from France. And she sent me an email saying it was absolutely fabulous. She'll go back and re-listen to it because she says she didn't get a chance to listen to it all the way through. So, but that's what I'm getting. So that's the two that I've gotten so far. I don't know how many more listens.
Well,
but
I've gotten one.
Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Oh, yeah. From Facebook. And I know when I click on the website, there's going to be lots of likes. But that's phenomenal. Mahogany, do you have any other question?
I do, but you know what? I think I just need to concentrate on that.
Okay.
Mahogany,
why don't you come see me at the fair?
When is it? And you said the fair's in
the
Roswell?
The first weekend in August in Roswell.
Saturday
and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 12 to 6, and you can get two readings for $25.
Yeah.
Okay. So then that's okay. I'll get more of the information from Jamila later. But I just want to say thank you so much.
It's affordable, and you get tons and tons of information.
Yeah.
And you can do two readings back to back with me, or you can do one. Either way.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I'm really thankful for what you gave me now because you just gave me an energy boost. So I so appreciate it. You just don't even know how much. So thank you so much for this. So I'm on my way.
Great. You have a good one, okay?
Okay, you too.
Yeah. Thank you. Marikini. Okay, I have two other people on the board, so I'm closing it out.
Okay.
Is this anyone else? I mean, they haven't pressed one. If you're interested in talking with Mary, press 1. I don't even know if they can do it now because the number has disappeared. But you can press 1 to let me know if you're interested in talking with Dr. Duffy. Let me just see if this person is interested. Hold on, Mary.
Okay.
Greetings. Hey, Tahita.
Hi, sweetness.
Hey, did you want to talk to Mary? Did you have a question?
I'm so enjoying the call. I mean, all the information she gave for everybody else has helped me personally. I didn't really have any questions because you know how you go through seasons in your life where you had a good season and then you have the season where you're questioning. So I'm at a really, really good place right now. But the things I've learned from, her delivery tonight, like how to ask your business what it wants, how to ask your body what it wants, asking for more money, that stuff is like volumes are so powerful.
I think that's the most powerful thing that we can give to anybody is to have them ask for what they want. I mean, just completely ask, and that's it. It's empowering. That's the most empowering thing we can do. Ask and you shall receive. That's it.
Remember, when you say that, too, let me just ask something, because with affirmations, you're not asking, you're affirming what you, because there's so many schools of thought out there, you state it as if it's so, and you're not asking because you already know that it is so. So people get a little confused.
Well, I go back to what I did before affirmations. Affirmations have never worked for me. Let me rephrase that.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmations have never worked for me. whenever I affirmed something, it just didn't, I have this, or I am that, or I'm, it never worked for me. It never resonated for me. But the old adage was, and this is what Dr. Dyer and them all taught us in the beginning, was asking, you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
But, and even if we go back to when Abraham Hicks and them started out, Abraham started with Law of Attraction. First thing, the first book out was asking, you shall receive. Mm-hmm. And then what happened was we kind of got all away from it, and we started saying, doing it a different way. And I'm like, this didn't work as well. So whenever I went back to the asking, my world exploded. And whenever I really, and whenever I said go back to the asking and my world exploded, what happened was is I asked real questions. I didn't ask questions in the form of a statement. I really asked questions around the energy of it, or either I made a demand for it, which is entirely different than making an affirmation. What demand actually means, and this is what people don't understand, what demand actually means is asking with authority. So when you demand from the universe with authority, what happens is the quantum entanglements go blah, 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 and they set saddle up, says, oh, there she is, boom, there it is. And that's how it works, and it's got quantum entanglements. But if we don't ask, what we get is random quantum entanglements.
So when you say demand, how would you make a demand? Say, for instance, like, can I have more money, please? Can I have, you know, like, can I have $1 million, please, in different denominations, you know? And then you
well,
ask that.
You see, what you did is just went to a conclusion. You never want to go to a conclusion. You said, I want $1 million. Well, they said, damn, I was about to give her $2 million, and she just asked for $1 million. Shit, I got to put that over here in the bank for her. Let it sit there until she asks for the other $1 million. You see where I'm coming from with that?
Okay, because see, there's another school that says that you have to be more specific. If you're vague, you get vague outcomes. So
if you ask for more money every single day, could you bring me more money than I had yesterday?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Could you bring me more money than I had an hour ago? Could you bring me more money than I have? It's just like that. And in the demand, I just say, hey, could you contribute to this to me now? I mean,
so you put now, you put now in it.
Oh, well, actually, I put right away. I don't really put now now. I don't put now. I put right away because now actually puts it in the past. Because now just we just move from 1 second to the next second, so now it goes into the past.
Oh. Okay.
So,
so you say, like, can I have more money than I had yesterday, or can I have more money than I ever could have imagined right now?
Right away. Either the demand would be money come right away. That's a demand. Money come. It's like you're commanding it. You're demanding it to come. That would be a demand. But I usually use Could I have more money right away, please? Or where's my money now? Now, that's a demand. Where's my money? That would be more of a demand.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money? And that's more of a demand. And I have to say, since I started using all this and I went back to my old ways of doing that, because I used to do it all the time, I used to sit down and I would ask. I would do somewhat of a ritual, which I've gotten away from the rituals now. And what I mean by rituals, like going to a meditation, and I would do all this and do all this. Man, I don't have to do that. I can stay in a 24-hour meditation. I don't need to do that. Let me just ask.
Mm-hmm.
And I always never have the food of thought that you had to do a rituals, that you could be anywhere, any place, any time, and ask for it. And go, I can do a five-second meditation and just go, okay, let me just recenter myself. Boom, I'm done. And that's it because I asked for it. Could I okay, teammates, could you recenter me now? You know, that sort of thing. And shift my energy big time. And that's, Jamalia, it really is very simple. What we've done is made it very complicated. Because
right.
You go right back to what it says in the Bible, is asking you shall receive. That's all you got to do. It's just ask it, and it's done. And here's the thing about it. If I were to tell you, you were to say, I'd like to have chocolate candy with raspberries in it and all like that. And they would be like, she just, a candy bar with raspberries and chocolate on it. And I'm like, why didn't she just ask us for some chocolate and raspberry candy, not putting a bar on it? They would have brought you a whole box full of them or a bunch of truffles or something like that. And you'd be amazed at how it happens. I mean, the other day, just to give you an example, I was like, man, I really don't want to cook. I don't feel like cooking. I don't want to order out. I want a few minutes. I said, man, I want something really good to eat, but I don't know what it is. A few minutes, my landlord knocks on my door because I live in a basement apartment. Actually, it's a terrace apartment. I love it. She knocked. She says, I have some leftovers here from the grill. Would you like this? I said, oh, yes, that'd be delicious. Thank you very much. Told her, and I told the universe, thank you, universe, for answering that real quick. Like,
yeah.
And it was just like that. And it was delicious, but I didn't have to cook it. But I asked for some food, and it showed up. And but it's about asking for more than you could possibly imagine to come in every single day. Because could you imagine yourself with $100 million?
Yeah, I can.
But see, I can't. I can't grasp that idea.
Oh, I can. I can grasp the idea of,
okay, well, let me ask you this. Could you imagine yourself having $100 million a month?
Yeah, I can.
Okay,
I have
then.
This whole plan. Now, I'm telling
but
you,
see, that's just
I have the whole plan
you.
In my head. I've gone from, like what we talked about before, how I would come into a job with my resignation. I'm telling you, I have the whole thing in my head. Oh, yeah, I can.
But that's in your head. It's not a real universe. That's a fantasy universe. You've already done that. You've already played the $100 million game. You've got that going on. Now, have you spent the $100 million? That's what you need. I need to ask you next.
Pretty much, because I was thinking about taking care of me and then buying up homes for people who are homeless. And I have it all worked out in my head. Yeah. I mean, things that come to me are so miraculous. I don't ask for a lot of things, and they just show up. You know, like the advent calendar, then an appointment at a school, a medical school came to me. I didn't ask for any of that. You know, and my
yes,
private being in the magazines. I'm sorry?
You did on some level.
Yeah, well, what I said to the universe, to the creator is, God, you're the CEO of the universe. And I want everything at the quantum level. Give it to me at that level. That's what I've asked for. And so then these wonderful things keep showing up. So now what I'm doing, and money shows up and whatever, I'm now wanting it to show up in larger denominations because I have some dreams in my head that I want to accomplish. And so that's what I'm now looking at.
Ask for more money than you had yesterday every day, or ask for more money than you can imagine. Could you imagine $1 billion a month coming into your life? You can imagine it, but could you receive it? That's the difference. Can you actually receive that?
I can receive it. Now, see, that's the thing. That's what I want to find out, because I'm a money energy. I came from money in my other lifetimes. And the thing was, in the beginning, when I came into this incarnation, I couldn't, because money was the root of all evil. I mean, my mother had all that stuff in her head. Most of our parents did. So money was bad. People who had money were bad, because the role models we saw were not positive. They were, you know, not treating people nicely. They had a lot of isms going on. And you didn't want to be connected with that. And in the church, they were telling you, you know, money is the root of all evil. They had a lot of stuff with that. So I've corrected all of that in my thinking. And I've just said, okay, universe, I'm waiting. That's what I said. And then I started doing the affirmations, I am abundance now. And that works up to a point. You know, but I said, it should be moving faster. And I was just wondering what I need to do. And I've been told.
Just ask for the money. Don't worry about how it comes. Just ask for the money.
Oh,
if you've got money energy to you, just ask it to actualize in your hands.
Okay. See, what I liked what you said is, can I have more money than I could ever imagine right now? Money come right now.
Yeah.
And where's my, I don't care. I know it's coming in divine ways because I don't want my house to burn down, you know, that kind of thing in order for it to come.
But if it is, it's a blessing. It'll happen for whatever reason it's supposed to happen. So
I got animals
better.
In here. No, it won't be a blessing. I got my babies in here. Maybe, you know.
I'm not saying that, but have something bad ever happened to you and something good come out of it?
Yeah.
Be careful. I mean, I'm not saying being careful, but know that whatever happens, it's the greatest thing to overcome any form, which I wanted to cover tonight, and we didn't get it. It didn't come up. To overcome anything in our lives is joy. Joy is the most potent energy there is on the planet besides gratitude. Joy, peace, and kindness.
And love.
Just,
yeah.
Well, actually, joy and kindness will, and gratitude will trump love. Will actually trump love, because let me tell you why it will trump love, and so you can understand this where I'm coming from. There are 6 billion people on the planet, so there's 6 billion definitions of love on the planet. And not your form of love and my form of love is two entirely different things. It's because of what we've been brought up, our circumstances, and everything around it. Everything to do with love is, I'm not saying that love is not a great energy, but when you put joy in the mix of all that, it just explodes the energy and it expands. It's not, if you put, I've tested this. I've had my arm around
David
somebody.
Hawkins.
Try this.
David Hawkins, right? Power versus force.
Well, I don't know about that. I've never read David Hawkins. Next time you've got your arm around somebody, any of you that's listening, and you put it around them and you say, I love you, and you feel their energy. You can feel it around their back, and you say, I love you. And then in the next breath, or a breath later, you say, and I'm grateful in your life. You will feel their energy expand like you've never felt before with your arm around them. The I love you doesn't do it nearly as much as I'm grateful that you're in my life. Play with that, and you will be amazed at what it will show you. And I didn't believe it. Somebody told me that a long time ago, and I didn't believe it until I tried it. And I started telling people that I was grateful in their lives, and I felt their energy shift. I can tell them all, because love has been bastardized so that it doesn't have the same punch. And it's not about I appreciate you. It's about the true feeling, I'm grateful that you're in my life. That shift. And joy will change anything. If you're in a bad situation, no matter how negative it is, and you put joy in the mix, it explodes the energy. And we'll do it every time. Every single time. It's amazing. It is amazing. Because you can put my definition of love and your definition of love is in two entirely different things. And the greatest gift sometimes is a tragedy that is born out of love that we don't realize. I mean, look what happened with Jesus. If you want to put a master into this, he was crucified on the cross. He's still being talked about 2,000 years later. Because he loved people, he gave to people, he did everything he needed to do, but he was also very grateful for all those people. But he was also a rebel. That's what people don't get. He was also a rebel. He turned the money changers upside down in the church. He fought the system. He was a rebel as well.
Most people who have shifted this planet have been rebels. That's been their incarnation to come here to do something to shift our consciousness. But this has been so wonderful, Mary. I need to ask you something, but I want to ask you on a private call, if you don't mind.
That'll be fine.
So I'm going to end this call, and
if you don't mind,
I will call you in about 3 minutes, because I want to ask you about 2 questions. So, and I know you've got a lot of response from this. I so appreciate you. And this
I appreciate
phenomenal.
You too, and I have thoroughly and completely enjoyed this, and I hope the response is just phenomenal for both of us.
Oh yeah, I've already got Facebook.
And you know what I should have done is tell them how great your prosperity stuff works.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even think about telling them that they needed to get some of your prosperity spray.
Oh no, but you're.